Underwriting support for Hometown Sunday Morning from the Sharon Valley Tavern since the 1930s, serving the community with a rich history and roots dating back to the 1800s. Today, the tavern continues to serve the residents of the Tri-State region with a relaxing atmosphere 7 days a week. Food, friends, and fun the old-fashioned way, 860-364-9355. You'll find them on Facebook, Sharon Valley Tavern. Associated Lightning Rod, Route 22 in Millerton, installing lightning protection for homes and businesses for well over 50 years, 518-789-4603. ALRCI.com on the web. Sagala Turnkey Housing, Route 7 in Canaan, an authorized independent builder for Westchester Modular Homes, 860-824-0019, Sagalas.com. Roaring Oaks Florist in Lakeville, Connecticut, unique designs with personal attention, RoaringOaksFlorist.com. Dave's TV, Route 44 in Millerton, New York, everything for home entertainment, video, audio, satellite TV, 518-789-3881, Dave'sTV.net. McEnroe Organic Farm Market, Route 22 in Millerton, opened year-round 7 days a week, 518-789-4191, McEnroeOrganicFarm.com. Northeast Muffler, Route 22 in Millerton, New York, 518-789-3669. On Facebook, Northeast Muffler. Upcountry Services in Sharon, serving the northwest corner and neighboring Dutchess County for over 30 years, 800-791-2916, upcountryservices.com.
Everyone, it is Sunday, October 21st, and you're listening to Hometown Sunday Morning on Robinhood Radio and robinhoodradio.com. Before we say good morning to NASCAR Dave and the crew, I do have a couple of PSAs. In Amenia, the Amenia Fire Company will sponsor its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast, which is already underway until 11 a.m. at the firehouse. The firehouse is located at 36 Mechanic Street. The cost is adults $8, children and seniors $7. The menu consists of pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs, any style, toast, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. In Cornwall, a section of the Blue Blazed Mohawk Trail from the Dark Entry Road trailhead in Cornwall Bridge to trailhead on Jewel Street in Cornwall Village will be closed temporarily, beginning at sunrise yesterday and reopening at sunrise on Tuesday, November 6th. Hikers are reminded to observe the no parking and no trespassing signs posted in this area, which is private property and not open to the public. Violators will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. The Mohawk Trail is an integral part of the 825-mile Blue Blazed hiking trail system managed by the Connecticut Forest and Park Association, a nonprofit conservation organization located in Middlefield, Connecticut. For more information, call CFPA at 860-346-TREE. I'm Chad Wildy for Hometown Sunday Morning on Robinhood Radio.
And I'm Patriot Larry.
Farmer Paul.
I'm NASCAR Dave. Welcome to this edition of Hometown Sunday Morning. We got a pretty busy phone schedule, I think, coming up today, so stay tuned for that. I know Billy Anstead's calling in, I'm sure. The Milkmaid's calling in about a fundraiser they're doing on Pine Plains for the Millerhurst family and bunches of other things going on. So we're going to kick it right off with our troop tribute this week and pass that on over to Larry the Patriot.
He's here this week.
He is here.
Yeah.
Wow. Good morning, hometown listeners. This is a little unusual this week, but here goes. There are a couple of words and phrases commonly used by the public today that give most of we veterans pause. Although people intend respect, this can be annoying to many veterans. For many veterans, the word hero feels uncomfortable. Examples and explanations from veterans themselves. Doug Clifton, Vietnam veteran. Not everyone who puts on a uniform is a hero. I was a combat veteran, but the label hero is awkward to me. I think it's often a way of some to lessen a feeling of guilt at not serving. In the U.S., less than 1% of the population is directly involved in our never-ending wars. Those not directly involved can lift themselves up by lifting the military onto some imaginary pedestal and heaping praise upon them. Not every soldier, sailor, marine, or airman is a hero, and not every hero is military. The term is much overused and diminishes those incredible moments when truly deserved. An anonymous pilot returning from the Gulf War states, "I lost several friends when our squadron's aircraft was shot down. Upon returning home, my friends and family said they appreciated what I did, but no one called me a hero. I didn't expect it, and I didn't want it. At the same time, no one called me a baby killer either, something that happened to far too many veterans returning from the Vietnam War." Veteran's wife, Jessica Glass, speaking of her husband. "While in Afghanistan, my husband's actions saved the lives of 16 of his colleagues. He received praise, but no commendation. It's quite common for the military members to consider others, but of themselves, they're just doing their jobs." Tyler Solario, Afghan veteran, states, "There are few heroes in the world. In the same sense, there are few among soldiers. People say and ask things when it comes to soldiers that we constantly have issues with, like when people ask if we've ever killed anyone or thank us for our service. Most soldiers I know try to avoid anything that would provoke a conversation because they just don't like what usually results, even if it is a person trying to be kind." Austin Fish, Marine veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, states, "Suicide rates among veterans are staggering. What hurts the most is that when I do ask of this to civilians, or ask if they have any idea of the suicide rate among active military and veterans, they normally have no idea whatsoever. So it makes me not want to speak of my service or to be asked about it. Then when they tell me I am a hero or thank me for my service, I kind of lose my mind. Then there's this ending on a lighter note. 60-year-old Marine veteran Dennis Moore of Nevada states, "About 7 months ago, I couldn't get my truck to start in a parking lot in Reno. I went back into the casino to use a phone to call a tow truck. A woman at a machine next to mine overheard me explaining my dilemma to a cocktail waitress, and she called her son on her cell phone as he was in the same building. Not only did this guy check my engine, diagnose the problem, and give me a jump, but he followed me to a nearby auto parts store, explained exactly what was wrong, dead battery, and replaced it for me right there in the store's parking lot. He spent at least an hour or more helping me and probably saved me a few hundred in the process. On that particular day, this guy was my guardian angel. He didn't ask, nor would he take anything in return." I guess the term hero comes in many forms depending on the circumstances. Conclusion: our military will always be there for you people, sacrificing their time and lives, seemingly forever. Countries and individuals will always be plotting to kill us and do our country harm. Hatred is a tradition often passed between individuals and generations. If not confronted, it will balloon. It must be stopped cold in any form, especially before reaching our shores, to implement planned diabolical schemes and plots. I personally believe that when you confront a military members returning home on leave or retirement, as a veteran, an appropriate and appreciative response to them would be, "Welcome home." This concludes our veterans tribute today. God bless our military, our veterans, those protecting us foreign and domestically, and, of course, you faithful listeners and your families. Back to NASCAR.
Nice touch, Larry. With that being said, we always start out with a couple of tribute songs, and this goes out to all those who have served or are currently serving to keep our freedoms.
My dear son, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain, and everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. And she goes on in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh like there's something funny about the way I talk when I say mama sends her best, y'all. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work, and it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home. My dearest love, it's almost dawn. I've been lying here all night long, wondering where you might be. I saw your mama and I showed her the ring. Man on a television said something, so I couldn't sleep. But I'll be alright, I'm just missing you, and this is me kissing you. X's and O's in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh cause she calls me honey, but they take it hard cause I don't read the good part. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work, and it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home. Dear son, I know I ain't written. I'm sitting here tonight alone in the kitchen. It occurs to me I might not have said it, so I'll say it now. Son, you make me proud. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, but no one laughs cause there ain't nothing funny when a soldier cries, and I just wipe my eyes. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work, and it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home.
Team. number on his back, voted captain of his high school football team. Took us all the way to state, got a scholarship to play up in Tennessee. He could run, he could duck, he could throw, he could go like you'd never seen. 19. On the day those towers came down, his whole world turned around. He told them all, y'all, I can't play ball, there's a war on now. So he walked right down with a few good men and joined the Marines at 19. He's the boy next door, might have carried your bags at the grocery store. Now he's somebody's son in a hole with a gun in some foreign land, trying to hold on to his American dreams. 19. There's a sniper out there in the dark somewhere and a soldier down. And we need someone who can run, who can duck, go get him out. Ain't there one good man who will raise his hand and take one for the team? How about you, 19? He's the boy next door, used to carry your bags at the grocery store. Now he's somebody's son in a hole with a gun in some foreign land, trying to hold on to his American dream. Brought him home today with a big parade down on Main Street. He got a Purple Heart, a Silver Star, soldier gave a speech. Yeah, he could run, he could duck, he could throw, he's the one that rescued me. He could have played for Tennessee. Number 19. Was 19.
Partly cloudy today, a high of 42. Winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Higher wind gusts are possible. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high near 50. You're listening to Hometown Sunday Morning on Robin Hood Radio. I'm Chad Wildy.
And I'm Patriot Larry.
Farmer Paul.
Farmer Paul. So, Paul, you went to the breakfast in a minute.
I did.
You said that's your favorite breakfast.
That is by far my favorite breakfast, so because it's got so much.
This is the first one of the year for them?
This was the very first one of the year. Yep. And it was getting crowded by the time I left at 8 o'clock.
What did they have?
Well, they had French toast, omelets with the four different ingredients you could put in them.
Yeah, the omelets are pretty cool.
The omelets are good.
Yeah, they are good.
And I made a mistake. I ordered scrambled eggs and omelets. What would be the purpose of doing that?
So you wouldn't have to eat tomorrow.
Yeah, basically.
Well, they came back to me. They said, is this order right? I looked at it. I said, well, why would somebody order scrambled eggs and omelets? It doesn't make any sense. But they have hash browns.
Scrambled egg in your pocket, I think.
Hash browns, a hash brown patty, and home fries.
Wow, hash browns.
Yeah, hash browns,
They make their own?
No, they're pre-made? I think they're pre-made.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, different types of toast. They have apple juice, orange juice, cranberry juice, hot chocolate, tea, coffee.
Wow.
They totally have about the most.
Yeah, three different types of pancakes.
Yeah. And they're huge.
They're huge. Blueberry, chocolate chip, and plain. They put out all the stuff. They're not skimpy on putting out butter and all maple syrup and all the other stuff that you stick on.
What are you trying to say about all the other places that have?
No, the other places are good, too. They're all different. They all have their own personalities.
They do.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they're doing that again this year.
Yeah, it's good.
They have a big following, much like all the rest of the area that has pancake breakfast. It's a good way to go and help.
It is.
The ambulance or the fire departments, and we sure need it. So, Larry, what was that poster up in your yard this morning? Do you want to explain what that was? I thought you were a Trump fan.
David, probably it's been riding around in the back of your car for so long, so maybe you should explain.
What's he talking about? I went by there this morning. There wasn't anything.
Well,
there was a poster.
Have you told Bill Roberts
there was a poster with turkey feathers sticking out?
No, there was a poster that you support Elizabeth Warren for state congressman.
No, U.S. Senate, yeah.
U.S. Senate.
For Senate.
Yeah.
She's been in the news lately.
So, you know, she came from a real poor family. Real. Do you know her background?
Yeah.
You should Google it.
Yeah, she was in a lot of war dances and things.
All right, so
she's like a lot of people in their families, they talk about their family history and, you know, they don't really know, so they kind of embellish it.
But the wind came up to such cyclonic proportions.
Blew it right out of the ground?
It's blown away.
You know what else I haven't seen in the last few days is our big buck.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen him. The little one's been in, but not the big one.
Yeah, I saw a deer with a doe the other day.
Did you?
Coming out of the yard, yeah.
My yard?
My yard.
Oh, your yard.
Yeah. And yesterday a bear ran across the street in front of me, not in Millerton, though.
Where were you, Paul?
On the Taconic.
In Springfield?
Springfield. No, the Taconic goes from Hillsdale to Albany.
I'm going to have to investigate
the
footprints. Look at the footprints, Larry.
The footprints of this poster's travel.
There you go.
Well, wait a minute. I don't understand, though. Was it there yesterday?
It was placed there after midnight last night.
How do you know?
Because he was looking out the window. You were looking out the window? Until midnight.
You know what? You need our cameras.
Yeah, put your trail cameras up there. That's what you got to do.
Motion cameras, and you'll
know. What makes you think it's not there?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not afraid of them.
Sometimes in a little more climate weather, I'll sleep outside. So if somebody wants to catch me
see, if you'd listened,
in the house, they've got a little surprise before they
get there.
If you'd
listened last week, somebody called in and was, you know, saying that you supported Elizabeth Warren and what she stands for.
I certainly do.
Okay, that's enough.
She has
all right.
She has the integrity and.
All right, let's. We've got a listener been waiting on the phone here for 5 minutes, and we're just rambling on.
Is it Willie?
What would your guess be?
Oh no, not Willie.
Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, everybody. I gotta say, this has been compelling conversation I've been listening to. So you know, if you want to continue it, I can wait.
Paul and I were both taken aback by this poster that was in Larry's yard this morning.
Well, you know, maybe you never know about somebody until you see their poster. You know,
that's what I'm thinking, too.
He lives right on the Massachusetts border. Maybe he took one and brought it over.
Maybe he did.
It could be.
All right, Willie, I was listening to a news channel out of the city this morning, and they were talking about all these cancer walks out on Long Island today, one of the biggest ones in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that just goes along with everything that's been going on in the Hudson Valley and in Litchfield County.
Yeah. If the cause is a national one, like a cancer or ALS or Alzheimer's or any, you know, hundreds of these national organizations, and they have a walk-a-thon or a run program as part of their fundraising, you'll see them all over the place, every, you know, county and every state. So, yeah, we've seen a lot of them in the Hudson Valley and Connecticut and Massachusetts. I mean, in my field of interest, which is pretty much the same as your radio station, Tri-State, pretty much any national charity has an event in each of our Tri-State areas. So, yeah, there's an ALS walk today over on the walkway over the Hudson.
Oh, boy, that's going to be cold the way the wind's blowing.
Yeah, especially up there. I mean, you're high up off the river when you're walking across there. I've done it, and you know, it'll take a hardy soul to do it today. But anyway, that's going on. And I think there was an Alzheimer's walk there last Last weekend, I guess. Yeah. So these walks, the season for all these things is winding down, of course, as the weather turns cold. But yeah, the ALS walk is today. There's another, and you can still, there's still time to get in that if you want. It starts at 11, so you could beat feet over there if you're so motivated. And there's the Connecticut Rod and Gun Club Turkey Shoot. It's the second one. There's six Sundays in a row. This is the second one. That's at 11 o'clock, too. And that's pretty much, there are other things I don't want to talk about because they've already happened. There's no way to participate in them if you wanted to, but that's what's left for today, if you're at all interested. Next weekend, it's a fairly busy weekend, but instead of having 12, 14 events, we're down to eight or so as the season winds on. But there's one one of the ones that I want to spend a couple of extra minutes on is one of it's very important to me. It was just organized a couple days ago, and it's for next Saturday, a very quick turnaround. It's a fundraiser for, if you live in the Salisbury, Canaan, Lakeville area, you probably already know that there was a catastrophic house fire in Lakeville early in the week. Terry Roy and her family, if the name doesn't sound familiar, Terry is the mail girl for Salisbury. She is a rural deliverer of mail. She's a great lady. I've been a friend of her family's forever. She lost her home to a fire. She lived on Orchard Street in Lakeville. They thought the house was a total loss. It's not, but it's unlivable. It's going to require extensive renovation before she can move back in. But she lost all of her possessions. She also lost three dogs. In her effort, she tried to rescue them and failed. She escaped with basically the clothes she was wearing, and that's all she's got. She has insurance, and the degree to which they'll make her whole again is still unknown, but there's a GoFundMe page set up for her benefit. And also, and this is where my interest comes in, a lady, Alicia Soule, has organized a women's alumni Housatonic soccer game for next Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 27th. Terry and her daughter Nicole both played soccer at Housatonic. Miss Alicia did as well, and she thought a good way to raise money would be to get all the girls who maybe played with two generations of Roy women together for an alumni soccer game at Housatonic. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
$10 a person is all. No special equipment is needed, which says it's not going to be highly competitive cutthroat soccer. It's just a fun match to help someone out. People are encouraged to come and watch. There's no entry fee, no admission fee to come watch. It's just $10 a person. There'll be snacks for sale. There's going to be a raffle that people can participate in, and that's next Saturday from 10 to 11. So,
and that's right at the high school, I think?
That's right at Housatonic on the soccer field down and back next to the football field. Yeah. So anyway, I just want to give a special plug for that.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. I talked to one of the deputy the coordinator in Dutchess County, and Millerton was called to the scene there, and he was saying that Lakeville Hose Company did an outstanding job making the stop in that particular fire, even though there was loss of some pets and but they didn't lose the whole house.
They didn't lose the house, no.
He said it was a tremendous stop by the Lakeville Hose Company.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, they're all good, right? They're all great. And this is I think there are like four fire companies that were called. I'm not sure about these details, but what it reminds us of is, you know, we all support our own town's fire company and ambulance, but you never know where the need's going to be. You know, you want your town's fire and ambulance corps to be healthy and vibrant, yet you never know when you might need the services from a adjacent town or something. So it's important that all of our emergency services be strong and healthy, because you never know. If you have an accident, for example, you want your ambulance in your hometown to be good and strong, but suppose you have a car accident in another town, you want them to be responsive too. So I guess it just reminds us that we want to support all of the volunteer ambulance and fire crews, because you just never know.
Yeah, because we couldn't afford. There's no way you could, in this area, I don't believe we could have. The towns can't absorb paid fire.
Oh, no.
And we're finding that out with ambulance in Millerton.
Yeah, I think
we talked to a town board member last week, and he said that the costs are getting to be astronomical.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it becomes a concern for the town boards.
Regulations are deterrent now.
Yeah, exactly, Larry, because I know in Connecticut, I think they're required almost to have a paid person on duty all the time. Things have shifted a little bit. I think a lot of fire trucks, the equipment itself, they're forced to upgrade their equipment when it's really just, it's fine. It's just that, you know, legislation, you know, just another layer of new requirements are put on us, and that really hurts the emergency services strong. And I would like to see that revisited if possible, but anyway, that's the way it is.
Yeah, if you're a working person, there's hours upon hours of training, et cetera, tests, everything else required, and it's prohibitive for most people that are in a working people.
Oh, yeah. It's not enough that you're on call 24 hours a day to go to leave your home to fight a fire or rescue somebody. But, yeah, as you say, Larry, you got hours and hours and hours and hours of training before you can even reach that point. It's true dedication. I mean, we talk about how dedicated our emergency service volunteers are, but you start adding up the hours, and it's just incredible how much they sacrifice.
I think it's a little over-controlled myself.
Well, but, I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah,
that's the way it is, I guess.
Yeah. This alumni soccer game is next Saturday at 10 o'clock down at Housatonic. It's one of several events going on over the weekend. Also, this is a first time event. There's an event in Norfolk called the Tour de Forest. Kind of a little French name there, Dave. I know you.
That's right up my alley. Too bad I'm not going to be around.
You like all things French. And this is a bicycling event. It starts at the Norfolk Curling Club in Norfolk, and it's a tour. It's not a race. It's a slow amble on a bicycle. They recommend larger tired cars or hybrid tires on your bike, because it goes on some pavement, but some gravel roads as well. And that's going to benefit the Norfolk Rails to Trails and also the Great Mountain Forest. And I've said it before, but there are quite a few events that that benefit our parks, trails, and conserved land. It's a pretty good percentage of all of the events that I cover. And also, next Saturday and Sunday, there are several running, walking events that are Halloween themed, because we're approaching that day. You know, where did the time go? There are four running events, that each of which encourages costumes because of we're getting close to Halloween. The first is the Fairview Hospital 14th Annual Monster Dash 5K. That's being held up in Great Barrington, sponsored by Fairview Hospital. Costumes are encouraged, and prizes are given to best costumes as well as the run itself, and that benefits the People's Pantry. You'd think it would benefit the hospital, but for the benefit of the People's Pantry. It's a food organization up in Great Barrington. that's next Saturday. Next Saturday, Vassar College Halloween 5K Fun Run. It's run, I think, entirely on the Vassar College campus. Whenever you see fun in an event, like a fun run or whatever, the chances are it's very non-competitive. It's just meant more for fun, literally, than for competition. And I get the idea, though it doesn't say it, I think it's really more geared towards the youngsters, because there's some sort of trick-or-treating event afterwards, and there's no entry fee, but people are asked to donate to Family Services Domestic Violence. And there's also no individual timing. So that it truly is a fun run, non-competitive event geared towards the little ones. Costumes are encouraged. Prizes will be given for best costumes there. And then next Sunday, in Burlington, Connecticut, ninth annual 5K run walk is being held. This is to benefit the Burlington Community Fund, and there's a festival afterwards, so you can spend the whole day there. Again, costumes are encouraged, words are given. And then also on Sunday is the 42nd annual Kent Pumpkin Run. Now, this is a 5-mile race, not a 5K, if that matters to you. The difference between a 5K and a 5 miles is like two miles, so it could be important to people.
Hmm.
There are also a couple of kids' runs, though. Half mile and mile run, and costumes are definitely encouraged there. Now it's the 42nd running of this, and this is a huge race. They stop registration at 1,000 entries.
Wow.
I mean, this is a big race. It's been around for a long time. It's very one of the most popular races going back. If you figure 42 years ago, there weren't a whole lot of running events around.
No.
And but it was one of them, and because of its duration and people love it, it's been going on for this long. It's organized by the Chamber of Commerce, and definitely costumes are encouraged. I went down there last year to take pictures, and it poured. I mean, it poured. It wasn't just a light rain. It was a monsoon, and they still had a couple hundred runners. I mean, they had. Because of the bad weather, they had more runners than a lot of events get on a good day. But anyway, it's very popular. And so those are the four running events that are Halloween-related. And then also next Sunday, there will be these next few weeks, the Connecticut Rod and Gun Club, Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club, Turkey Shoot will be going on. But also that same day at the same location, the VFW, the Canaan VFW, Civilian versus military rifle match will be going on at the same place at the
that
same time.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. I
check that out.
There's also a pistol shoot that I think has already come and gone, but I was able to capture this one, get it on my site. There are requirements, there are caliber requirements and so forth. You can go to to sportingacause.com, and they have some of the requirements. I think it's like a .308 caliber rifle is the biggest you can use, things like that.
Yes.
And both of those events are raising money to fund the Rod and Gun Club activities. So and they're going on concurrently. They got quite a facility over there. So they're running a turkey shoot and a rifle match at the same time, the same place, and there's plenty of room for all that to happen. So it's quite an expanse. You drive in if you've ever. Probably, if you travel Route 7 at all between Canaan and Falls Village, you've probably seen their sign. And there's a driveway that cuts through the trees, and you have no idea what's back there. But when you get back there, they've got a building, and they got a pavilion, and they got all kinds of property. They got a pond for fishing. They hold fishing tournaments and so forth. And it's a group that's very conservation. Hunters and fishermen, women are very conservation minded, so that's a big part of their program. They do great things, all of them. So, in the turkey shoot, the turkey shoot is a shotgun event where they're shooting at a target, not a turkey. It's 100 feet away, 90 feet away, I guess. And you bring your own shotgun. Children are allowed as long as they're accompanied by a parent. And if you don't have a firearm, they have a house 20 gauge that you can use. And I'm tempted to do it myself before they're through in the middle of November. I hope to give it a shot, so to speak. And I guess that's about it. It's about an 8-event weekend next weekend. Again, the Hoosie Women's Alumni Soccer game. If you got an hour to spare, mid morning next Saturday, and just want to, or if you're a soccer player, if you're a female and you're an alumni and you're a soccer player, definitely get into it. But if you just want to go watch and kind of absorb the goodwill that's at work there, I would recommend it. I'll be there for sure. And then all these other Halloween related running events, and then we're on to and then the weekend after that, I think. We go back on standard time. I mean, the seasons are just buzzing by. It's
crazy. Yeah.
8 or something?
I don't know when they do change the time.
I think about the 8th.
Is it that? Is it not? Okay, I thought it was a weekend earlier than that. I could be wrong.
It would be on a Sunday, right?
It would always, a Saturday night, typically.
Saturday night, yeah.
Sunday morning, I guess.
Sunday, yes.
Well, so things are winding down. Yeah, but then you know what happens when all those things kind of really wind down, don't you?
Dave,
you've only got 4 more weeks until you have your ski and skate swap meet.
Oh, boy, yeah, that's the
right,
weekend.
Isn't that the first, right after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's the week after Thanksgiving this year. It's the it's always the first Saturday in December, so it's the first this year. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It seems like, you know, our events, our fundraising events are spaced out, but it just doesn't seem, it seems like we went right from our fundraising golf tournament to the Brewski Fest to, not, you know, to the ski swap, and then we'll have Christmas, and then we'll be getting ready for the Jump Fest. It's just nuts. I keep saying it over and over again, I know, but the time has just flown, continues to. Scary.
Do you think Barker will get in that bicycle race up in Norfolk if it's just for fun?
Well, you never know.
You said it wasn't competitive.
You never know. He's a multi-talented guy. He might.
With the big tires, he probably wouldn't flop over.
Yeah. No. I think he probably could do that.
Well, I think he should. A great idea by that lady to come up with a fundraiser for the male person.
It speaks to their involvement in the school. They're both, you know, both Terry and Nicole, her daughter, were soccer players, and it's a perfect event to hold as a fundraiser for someone like that, because, you know, they know the sport, and it brings together a bunch of, you know, and it's going to be a reunion of sorts. You know, all these women who played soccer at Hoosie over the years. It's going to span a couple of generations, and they probably don't get to see each other all that often. So it's all good. You know, it's just, you're right. It's a great idea.
Yeah,
and I don't have all of the details yet. I don't have it up on my website yet, but I'm still trying to track down a couple of things like contact numbers and so forth. But by the end of the day, I will have it, and I will have it on my site. So I'll have all the details that are available.
All right, let's talk about that site again, because that really has, from what I've heard on the street, it's become a very popular site to go to find out fundraising activities for sports-related events.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that. It's sportingacause.com. That's SPORTINGACAUSE, sportingacause.com. When I'm talking, some people sometimes think I'm saying supporting a cause, but it's sportingacause.com. As you say, I cover sports-related fundraisers. There are calendars all over the place. I write a weekly blog that delves into the nonprofit world a little more than the calendars can. And, you're right. More and more people are using it, and I'm grateful for that. That was the purpose for starting it in the first place, to be a clearinghouse for events, so that very worthy and maybe underfunded charities can get an extra way to promote their events that they're trying to raise money for. Bit by bit, more and more people are going there, and I'm grateful for it.
No, absolutely. So we expect to, I'm not going to be on the air next Sunday, but Marshall is expecting you and Jeannie to do your diligence and send something in or call in, and maybe he'll put you on.
Okay. All right. Well,
did that the last time
I was
away, right?
We had that trial run, two weekends ago.
Well, here he comes. We'll get right to the bottom of that right this second.
Okay.
Hang on. We got to wait till he gets
settled
in.
I'm here for three things.
Three things now.
First thing.
Okay.
Hang on.
First thing.
Hang on, I put my headphones.
Hold on, I
got to. People got these all screwed up. What is this? What's it with you guys?
Mine was the same
touched that one.
Paul must have touched these.
Mine was a mess.
They're all falling apart, too. Jill, we need new headphones in here. Do a little fundraiser for
you. The wires
it.
Are twisted.
Hey, yeah,
mine was
twisted.
How'd your wires get all twisted?
I don't know. It could get on the head of a.
I think the cats were playing.
There we go. And they're off anyways.
Okay.
Is that better?
Okay, number one. Willie will be on next week, and we'll do that 12-minute thing, Willie.
Okay, great.
We also broadcast on my show. The shorter ones we can put on my show because 12 minutes we can fit, but these 30 and 40 minute things. We just can't do that. It's impossible. So Willie, you're on next week, and I'll contact you like we did last week.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
There you go. Now the second thing is, I had no idea that Larry was a closet Elizabeth Warren supporter.
Oh, absolutely. He's got to be. I mean, there was a
big sign.
There was one of the election signs in his yard this morning when I delivered papers.
You got to watch out, Larry, because in these political times, there's going to be reprisals. There's no doubt about it. That's
you know how you could really tell is if he put a bumper sticker on his car, or something on his car saying it's Elizabeth Warren.
Oh boy, nobody does that anymore except for me. Oh. Okay. Now the third thing, Willie, and I don't know if you mentioned this yet or not. But on GoFundMe, the Millerhurst Farm fundraiser is over $114,000.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Wow.
Over $114,000 they've raised. Well, that's a drop in the bucket to rebuild that farm like they have to. The $114,000 is a drop in the bucket. But it's a drop in the bucket. But it's a lot of money from local people. And I think the highest donation I saw on there was $10,000.
Oh, wow.
Other than that, they were – $100,000, $200,000, $500,000. We know it was great, but also they've got a benefit T-shirt fundraiser now for the Millerhurst Farm. All you have to do to order your T-shirts is go to MillerhurstShirtFund@yahoo.com. MillerhurstShirtFund@yahoo.com. They've got adult and kids shirts. With a logo on it, which is the Millerhurst Strong hashtag.
Nice.
Millerhurst Strong. But I say to people, the generosity of local people for things like this. When we lost our AM transmitter, we raised $30,000 in 5 days for that. They raised $114,000, I think, in 6 days.
Incredible. We take care of our own.
We really do, and you can look through the list and you can see it. I said, well, there's got to be a lot of $10,000 and $20,000. You know, no, there's only one big $10,000 donation. The rest are from individuals. And
nice.
At one point, when we put that up, they had the most shared. We had the most shared versions of the story on GoFundMe. More people shared it from us to other people. But that's the way GoFundMe works.
It does, and I'll interject that I talked about the fundraiser soccer game for Terry Roy. There's a GoFundMe page for her too. I think it's Terry Roy Fire, and that's doing very well too. In a very short time, same thing, same philosophy. People find out, they respond right away.
Now, also, if people want to, there are certain people that don't like to do GoFundMe. The Ankrum Fire Department has set up an account for the Millerhurst Farm as well, and people can donate to that as well.
Yeah, I think they were all members of the fire department.
Yeah, so the Ankrum Fire Department has set up a donation because there's certain people. I know that with us when we were on GoFundMe, we raised about $36,000 in total. So there's about $6,000 of people that didn't want to do it on GoFundMe. Yeah.
Well, there are a few of us dinosaurs around who aren't comfortable with that yet.
Well, GoFundMe takes a small percentage, right? Like 1%.
I think it's about 8% they take. But you know what? It's worth it for the amount of people that get out there and see it.
It really is
worth it. But
what do you do? Just go to GoFundMe.com?
All you have to do is type on – this is the great thing about modern computing. Just type in GoFundMe Millerhurst Farm, and it'll bring you up a list of things, and you'll see the Millerhurst Farm fundraiser.
Yeah, you're better off to Google it.
Yeah.
Because if you go to GoFundMe.com, You don't really find a place to search for an existing program. There's a lot of opportunity to start one.
No, but that's the great thing about the internet. If you don't want to go to Google, if you just type in your web browser, GoFundMe, Millerhurst Farm Fund, it'll bring you to Google, and Google will give you all the options.
Yeah, good.
You don't even have to go to Google anymore.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is truly.
Anyone can go onto Google and set up a fund for a certain cause.
You can. There's hundreds of different fundraising venues that you can set up on the internet. GoFundMe is the most widely accepted, but I mean, there's lots of different ones. But the Millerhurst Farm thing, and the Roy family. I mean, they've had a couple of tragedies before, Willie.
Well, they have. Well, Terry's husband, Paul, was a good friend of mine. He died of ALS close to 20 years ago. And I mean, how much tragedy does this one family need? I mean, it's crazy.
And she's there delivering the mail every day.
Yeah, smile, smile on her face. She's a great lady, you know.
But how much, you know, so that's it. We've got a lot of great people around here that give.
Yes, and, we do.
Yeah.
So. Very fortunate.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
And so Willie's got his 12 minutes next week.
12 minutes of fame next week.
I'll talk double speed. Of course, without Dave slowing me up, it'll be easier for me to get it all into 12 minutes.
I slow people up. I slow everybody up. Yeah. All right. Well, Willie, thanks. And we've got a caller that's going to call in from Pine Plains.
Okay, let me get off the air then. And thank you, as always, for letting me on.
All right. You have a great day, Willie.
You do the same. Take care.
Because there's another fundraiser coming up that you may for the Miller-Hirst family.
Well, there
too.
The T-shirt orders that are placed. There's a barbecue fundraiser coming up on November 11th.
That's what.
And so anybody who places their orders for T-shirts before October 24th, they'll be able to pick them up at the barbecue fundraiser in Pine Plains.
Nice.
At the Lions Pavilion. So that's
now 88.1 is what we listen to in Pine Plains.
88.1. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, is what you listen to in Pine Plains.
These are the people that lost their dairy cattle in the fire.
They lost
46 cows.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you just and you really know the humanity of it when you see the posts from different people that had cows there.
Yeah,
and it's just devastating. I mean, you feel not only for the owners of the farm and their attachment to all those. Mm-hmm. Just imagine how you felt and I felt the other day when we lost one of our animals in our household. When you're a farmer like that and you have 40, you take care of them. It's not like they're not out there just – you take care of them, and there's an attachment. So there's a horrible attachment that way.
Right.
Then there's the monetary value. Yeah. Then the barn itself. I mean, you're talking – it's just – it's the word devastating – people say it's used too much. It's not used.
And you don't even want to be a responder on that because it's horrible.
I remember when it happened to the Belters. They just plowed it. They plowed over everything, and that was it. When their barn fire happened, they just plowed. It's devastating, and it's amazing. It's amazing the way the public has come by. It doesn't take the herd away. It doesn't take any of that away, but it will help them start to rebuild. But boy, can you imagine trying to rebuild that barn again and get another? It's, and they'll do it. I have no doubt in my mind that they will do it.
Can you imagine that farm? It's been a farm there in the Miller-Hirst family for 200 years, four generations.
Yeah,
but it kind of lifts your spirit up when you know that there are people out there that care.
It's just one of those horrible stories. But like I said, what's her name? Always her mother calls in. Has
the milkmaid?
Milkmaid's daughter had lost a cow.
Lost a show cow.
Show cow, and she must be just beyond devastated. I mean,
I'm sure she'll mention it.
She's on the phone right now.
Like I said,
we're all static over there on 88.1.
Well, that happens at various times of the year. And it does.
Oh, does it really? Because of the atmosphere?
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
At my home, I can sometimes 88 comes in better than 91. It's the story of our life. Maybe it's somebody up front that's.
I don't think our atmosphere is too bad.
Maybe
today.
It's a poster that's in the way of the. Wave.
It'll get a poster.
It comes in Pine Plains. Certain areas very good, and certain areas it doesn't. And 91.9 comes in some areas in Pine Plains, but 88.1 is pretty solid. So,
well, one way you can always get it is go to robinhoodradio.com and listen live.
Listen live, or else if you download our app and put it on your smartphone.
Oh, I didn't know you had an app.
Want me to put it on your smartphone?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Speak to Deb right now.
Because I've been going to the TuneIn. TuneIn is good.
Yeah, but this is much better.
All right. Good morning. You're live on Hometown Sunday Morning.
Good morning, NASCAR.
Hey, Deb. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. So you got a bunch of stuff going on for the Miller-Hirst family.
Yes. It's amazing how the community has stepped up. You already mentioned the GoFundMe that's over $114,000.
That's incredible, Debbie, when you think about it.
Yes, it is. I mean, yes, GoFundMe takes a percentage, but they reach so many more people.
That's the whole thing.
Benefits the farm.
Hey, and my condolences to your daughter for what happened. I know how devastated she must have been on many different levels, but especially losing her cow.
Yes, thank you. We both were, and, you know, Miller Hearst lost a lot of their show cows as well, so we feel bad for all of them, not just ours.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so what else is going on? You've got the T-shirt. That's something with the ENY, too?
Yes. I believe it was Jenny Pulver that started this fundraising, and I will read down a list of people that I believe were at the meeting the other night. Jenny Pulver, Laura Kramars, which is Jenny's sister, Sarah Murphy, Rhonda Murphy, Bridget Mayer, Trisha Nelson, Jessica McKevitt, Paula Humphreys, John Conklin, Kristen Pelletier, Jessica Myler, Victoria Myler, Bob Beckman, who is partner in Matt's Auto Body in Salt Point, Barbara and Ed Hackett, Donna Barton, Heidi Main, and Carrie Osofsky. And I apologize if I missed anyone, but they started this fundraiser, and they've done an amazing job of getting things organized. And what they came up with was a barbecue on November 11th at the Pine Plains Lions Club. And that'll be held from 12 to 5. It's $20 a ticket. There's going to be a 50-50, a silent auction, and live music. And tickets can be purchased at the Pine Plains Platter, the Farmer's Wife in Ankrumdale, and any Eastern New York Holstein Club member. And they're planning on 400 people.
Wow, that's huge.
Yes, and Marshall mentioned that the T-shirt fund, and I believe, I hope I'm not incorrect, that there's 80 sponsors for this to buy these T-shirts.
Really?
Yes.
So does that mean you'll have tickets for the barbecue?
You can get them through me. I will contact the right person and get some for you.
All right. Well, I'll need... Let's see. Well, I'll give you a buzz tomorrow and let you know the number.
Okay.
I'm thinking I'm going to need 4 anyway.
Okay, and I'm assuming they're going to sell out fast.
Yeah, why don't you order up 4?
Okay, will do.
And then I'll stop down tomorrow morning and give, or tomorrow some point, and give you a check.
Okay.
And I may also, can you order the, do you order the T-shirts, or should I, what do I do for the T-shirts?
Just let me know what sizes, and I can order them for you.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't say my size on the air, because I don't want everybody to know what size I am. Now, by a long-sleeve shirt, that's pretty neat. It has a logo on it. It says Miller Hearst Strong. That's pretty neat.
Yes, and I believe they're putting the sponsors on the back of the T-shirt.
Yep. Well, that's great. Let's keep it going forward, I think.
Okay, because once I get your order, I will email it in to them, because that's how they're keeping track of their orders.
Well, just order me a long-sleeve large.
There's different colors. There's white, black, navy blue, or maroon.
Okay, and black.
Yeah, black.
Okay. One black large.
I'll be the man in black. Well, maybe moving to Florida, I should get a short sleeve. No, it's going to be in the 30s down there. I'll get a long sleeve.
Okay, I will put the order in for you.
All right, thank you very much. You're the best, Debbie.
Well, I try to help out when I can.
Well, so have you talked to the family at all? It's going to be almost a week. Are they coping with it all right?
They're doing better. It was amazing that the equipment that showed up Monday morning, excavators, dump trucks, and they just... one person was there cutting up steel. I won't mention names because, again, I don't want to leave anybody out. And they just did an amazing job, and I'm sure they donated their time. And there is pictures on Facebook where it's amazing how they cleaned it up so well.
Well, that's nice. That always helps.
Yes, and from what I understand, they are going to rebuild.
Good. Well, that's good news, and we can.
Yes, it is. I mean, Miller Hearst was one of our sponsor farms for the Ag Fair, and we want to continue that.
I'm telling you what, when I heard about that, I heard about it, Cumberland Farms, the Monday morning there, and I couldn't believe it when I saw a picture of it. And I'm saying, oh my God, you know, They were so active, not only in their community, but throughout Dutchess County with the ag departments and 4-H and Eastern New York Holstein, and they just gave and gave and gave of themselves, and there was they just loved to do it, and you know, your heart had to go out to them, in all honesty.
Yes, yeah, somebody sent me an article this morning, and I know Marshall had mentioned it was 4 generations, but this article mentioned it was 10 generations of farming there.
Amazing. Really? 10 Amazing. Generations. Wow.
Yes.
Who?
And you don't find many of those anymore.
No way. Now, they still, the young stock that they had weren't affected, right?
Correct. They were in separate buildings, so they were fine. The dry cows were out to pasture, so I think they might have around 70, 80 head.
So they still have to keep going forward. They still have to be fed and taken care of.
Yes, I was there Tuesday night, and a truckload of hay showed up, you know, donated. You know, because they still have animals to feed, even though the milkers are gone, but they have young stock to feed.
No, absolutely. So
Deb, let people know how expensive it is to rebuild a barn like that.
I have no clue, and I imagine that $114,000 is a drop in the bucket compared to what it's going to cost to rebuild. But
that's exactly what
I said. It shows the community support, and I think that has really helped the millers.
Oh, absolutely, and that's, you know, we talked about it a few minutes here. That's that does help. It gets everybody moving forward. All right, let's just hold on a minute. It's 10 o'clock. We're just going to take a quick ID break, and we'll be right back to you.
Robin Hood Radio is WHDD AM and FM Sharon, WBSL FM Sheffield, and WLHV FM Annandale on Hudson.
The smallest NPR station in the nation.
All right, we're back with Debbie Phillips, better known to most of us and most everybody in Dutchess County is the milkmaid, and we're talking about a fundraiser that is going on along with the GoFundMe page, about a benefit T-shirt fundraiser and a chicken barbecue. So let's go over the details of both of those again, Deb, just so people can write down what they need to write down if they want to make an order for a dinner or a T-shirt.
Okay, for the chicken barbecue, that's November 11th from 12 to 5 at the Pine Plains Lions Club. It's $20 a ticket. Tickets are available at the Pine Plains Platter, the Farmer's Wife in Ankrumdale, or any hosting club member. And for the T-shirts, the sizes are adult, small, medium, large, extra large, 2X. The colors are white, black, navy, blue, maroon. And there's also kids' T-shirts, but they're only available in white, small, medium, and large. The short sleeve is 20, the long sleeve is 25, and if you want to order one, you send an email to millerhurstshirtfund@yahoo.com.
And if orders are placed by October 24th, they may be picked up when you get the chicken?
Yes.
Wow. That's a pretty fast
turn. And the schools are having some fundraisers. There's one class, I think it's the eighth grade, I'm not positive. They're collecting bottles, recyclable bottles. And the elementary school, they're doing a reindeer dance or something. In December, the funds are going to go to the Millers for that as well. And there's also other fundraisers out there.
Wow. So the whole area, Columbia and Dutchess County, are all coming together.
Yes, and the Pine Plains FFA, they went to the farm the other night, and I think they donated a check for $1,000 to the Millers.
Wow.
And there's donation containers around town. I put some out. Shannon took one up to Columbia Tractor up in, I don't know,
Ghent.
The town is Ghent, or
yeah, it's Ghent
up that way.
I think it's in Ghent.
I hit up Millerton with a few, some in Pine Plains, one in Stanfordville, but I'm sure there's other people that have just put them out. I did bring one to Agway, and Paul said, is that container going to be big enough? And Columbia Tractor said, you only brought one.
That's the way it works. They can empty it, just empty it into a bigger pail. They all have pails, both the Tractor House and the Agway.
Yes.
Well, that's great news, and it's an unfortunate situation, but it sounds like everybody's moving forward. But, you know, the one thing we haven't talked about, Debbie, at all is 13 agencies responded to that fire to
assist. Yes, it was amazing. I mean, I was up there, and it was just nonstop trucks and firemen and responders.
That is.
Yeah. I don't think any second tones had to go out for that call.
No, but I mean, the response, you know, we talk about fundraising for everybody else and for the local firehouses and stuff like that. And like Willie said it best, he said, we all come together when there's a fire or need ambulance-wise, and we all help each other. That's what it's all about.
Yes, they were able to save two buildings on the farm. I believe one was a 200-year-old wagon house, and the other one had sawdust and machinery in it.
Wow. Did they lose any machinery?
They lost their biggest tractor, I believe. From what I understand, one of the boys tried to save it, but the steering wheel was too hot and the front tire was on fire. So they only lost one piece of equipment.
Yeah. Probably the most expensive one they had.
It was the biggest one.
Never fails, does it?
No. But the good thing is, you know, with the other animals outside, they do have offspring of what they've lost.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you do, there is a shining light in some cases, if you can see through it all.
And I've seen on Facebook where people want to donate a cow when they rebuild.
Really?
Now, how awesome is that?
Wow. Good for them.
Yes.
Well, that's good that the community all came together. So, once again, November 11th is the chicken barbecue. It's held from what, noon till 5?
Noon till 5. And the Sissing House is doing one the same day, but that's in the evening. I don't have any details on that one, but I'm sure if you call the Sissing House, their number is 518-398-8800.
Okay. And they're doing a fundraiser for the Millerhurst also?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
we know they're the same day, but we figure we're going to have a different crowd at ours than what the Sissing House. And they leave ours, they can still go participate in the one at the Sissing House.
Absolutely. You can have two the same day. It's all right.
So,
and we're a very giving community, so I'm thinking they'll both work out fine.
I'm sure they will.
All right, Debbie, well, as these fundraisers come up, not only for the Millerhurst, but other people at... you always keep us informed with, make sure you get us that information.
I will.
All right, Debbie. Thank you very much, and I'll stop down and see you tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll add that to my list of things to do tomorrow.
Okay, I'll look forward to you.
All right. You have a great day, and thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right, you're listening to Hometown Sunday Morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Let's take a short pause, play a couple of tunes, and we'll be right back with more of the show.
Sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two waiting back where I settle. Think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely.
think the two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart. She'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be all right as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon. Never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be all right as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon.
Shifting gears round that Jersey turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in this rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, well, I south of Detroit City, I pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecue, signs it finger licking. Well, I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I was chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am, back home we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from. I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. And the CB rang for the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. Well, I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there, just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, yes, cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, yeah, where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Staring up at heaven, where I come from, where I come from, trying to make a living.
All right, Mr. Alan Jackson with Brooks and Dunn before that. Just a quick reminder, coming up this Saturday, October 27th at the Canaan VFW is pumpkin decorating. They're going to have cider, donuts, cookies, coffee, free activities. All activities are free. The children's pumpkin decorating, of course, but there's also face painting, cupcake decorating, and many other activities. Wear a costume, get a prize. Again, this Saturday, October 27th from 9 to noon at the Canaan VFW. You're listening to Hometown Sunday Morning on Robin Hood Radio. I'm Chad Wilde.
Patriot Larry.
Farmer Paul.
Hey, I'm NASCAR Dave. Welcome back to this edition of Hometown Sunday Morning. So I guess now we can wait for William Anstead to call in and talk about the food drive. My password is incorrect.
Uh-oh. What is it?
Can you imagine?
Well, is that your actual password, incorrect?
Yeah, incorrect, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Good.
Let me see. My computer just locked up. I went to Watkins Glen and it locked up.
People use other passwords, like they use password as a password or they put their name or something ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody famous used their password. Their password was the word password, and they got hacked. Who was
that? Democrats.
Was that who that was? I can't remember.
Well, I got to say one thing. You're sporting a Boston Red Sox hat.
I am. That's right. They're in the World Series.
Yeah, I'm going to wear one next week.
And they're going to play the L.A. Dodgers.
The Dodgers, yeah.
The Dodgers won 5-1 last night.
Taking out the Brewers, right?
Took out the Brewers, yeah.
Who have never won the World
Brewers?
Series. Yeah, apparently.
Oh, I don't know. Why was that? Excuse me, was that in your New York Post?
The free one?
No, you didn't get a free New York Post.
No, I didn't get it. No, it wasn't in the New York Post this morning. No, I read it somewhere else. I can't recall where.
And by the way, what were you doing up at 4 o'clock this morning?
I wasn't up at 4 o'clock this morning.
Well, you text me at 4 o'clock.
No. I have a way to, my texts are all scheduled. And I know that's about the time that you wake up. So I texted you yesterday around 6 o'clock or so in the afternoon. And I scheduled it for 4 o'clock this morning.
You're dead serious sitting there telling me this story.
Absolutely. Why would
I don't
would
believe
I be?
It. You're going to show me how to do that on this phone.
I don't know how your phone works.
So you
you just know your phone. Let me see your phone. Just hold
so
it up and show it to me.
You pass the torch to him. And
let me see what your smartphone looks like.
And
okay.
He is guilty.
Now, what is that? Is it a Samsung?
It is, yeah.
Well, it's the same as mine, almost.
No, you got a smartphone. I got just the basic one.
Well, I don't think I can do that on my phone.
Things have changed technologically. I mean, just in the last few weeks.
What's he saying his phone can do?
He's trying to tell me that he can send me a text today and have it delivered tomorrow at 4 a.m.
I seriously doubt it.
He seriously doubts it. So, Paul, once again, you're just sitting there out and out lying to me.
I wouldn't lie to you.
So why don't you just answer what you're doing up at 4 o'clock in the morning?
I have the flagship phone here.
Flagship.
Let's go to text.
We're going to see if we can do this.
Don't you have a thing on your texting that says schedule?
I'm going to make a text right now to, let's just put Luther.
Yeah. Well, don't say that in the air.
Well, it's all right. Everybody has my email.
All right.
It's Luther59@optonline.net.
So now I'm going to type a message. Just a blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to send it. And it's got a little green arrow, and that green arrow, the minute you push it, doesn't give you options. Huh. It sends it.
But there are other options up on the top.
No, there aren't.
Well, there aren't?
There aren't.
Well, you have a different phone than I do.
Yeah.
Now, you could do that with emails.
Yeah.
But you can't do that with text.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Well, I sent you an email. It wasn't a text.
You sent me a text message, Paul. You didn't send me an email.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I've got to show you right here. You're heading out?
Well, yeah, because it's getting too deep in here, and I only got sneakers on.
Paul, what time did you go to the breakfast? 4:38 this morning.
You text me at 4:38.
It was a scheduled one.
Yeah, okay. It was scheduled.
I went right after that,
he went and put the sign in Larry's.
Yeah. Right. The devious act was already in progress, and
he's got video cameras by his house, you know.
But here's
trail camera on my porch. Really.
Listen, Larry, do you want me to read you the text message that he sent me at 4:38?
I know he's involved in UFOs.
Drive by Larry the Patriot's house. This is at 4:38 this morning.
Wait a minute.
You figured it out?
Well, you can get an app for that.
Yeah,
which app?
What's the app?
It's Text Schedule.
Let's see it. Let's see your phone. Let's see your phone.
I erased it this morning, so I don't need it anymore.
I know, but out of a regular text, you can't.
You're so funny, Paul.
I
need
to come in and support Paul for a moment. And drive by Larry's house.
That's what it said at 4:38.
Who else is in Massachusetts consistently?
I put OK down, and then I drive by. I didn't see anything, so then I text him, what am I looking for? He said somebody put a sign in Larry's yard, so I
because
drove.
I went by there last night and there
well,
was a
well,
sign.
Well, yeah, and I went to Cumberland and turned around and went back up, and then, sure enough, I saw it.
God bless me. Yeah, I'm just trying to inform him of what's going on.
Yeah,
in the community.
Absolutely. But my question to you originally was this:
I have a new question to you:
what were you doing up at 4:38? Were you waiting for your New York Times magazine?
Don't ask that, Dave. I'm going to leave and leave my radio off so I don't hear what the answer is.
I know it was before 5 because I went out at 5 and it was there.
I have a new website. It's called Sporting Larry's Cause.
But it's okay because it's got turkey feathers displayed now. Well, and then I could use it for something else in the future.
The only thing I can say is if it doesn't succeed the first time, persist.
That's right. there you go.
I'm in awe.
But don't forget, though.
Yeah.
Whoever did put that sign up,
it's
against the law to steal those signs.
Absolutely.
It's against the law to put it on private property as well.
It's certainly against the law to...
To steal them, for
sure. To steal them, yes, absolutely.
Because people have gotten in trouble for
that. They have, yeah. There was somebody recently.
Somebody moved from one location to another, and they get in trouble.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, you cannot... just stick those signs wherever you want.
No, I understand. You have to ask for permission. That's why they're all congregated, like in those, like down on 22 and 199.
If it's in a state
public
state
area.
Of course, it's not against the law, however, to go to a crafts fair where there's a Democratic state organization giving them away and taking one. No, if they give one to you.
No, absolutely not.
No, well, whoever put it there, I appreciate it because it has some use.
He's going to use it for target
practice.
No, I didn't say that.
You didn't say it. But
why don't you just go to a turkey shoot? There's one at Northwest.
I'm thinking about the long guns. I was pretty good at sniper shooting.
All right, Chad, let's go through the PSAs because that breakfast and a menu is still going on. And Paul says it positively is the best. I've been to a Pat and I've been to a numerous times. It's a delicious breakfast.
Okay. The Pancake Breakfast, the Amenia Fire Company will sponsor its monthly all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast today until 11 a.m., so you got just about a half an hour left. The firehouse is located at 36 Mechanic Street. The cost is $8 for adults and just $7 for children and seniors. The menu consists of pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs, any style, toast, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages, of course.
Okay, that's it? That's all that's going
on? Then there's the hiking trail that's been temporarily closed in Cornwall. You want me to go through that really quick, too?
Sure.
Okay. A section of the Blue Blazed Mohawk Trail from the Dark Entry Road Trailhead in Cornwall Bridge to Trailhead on Jewel Street in Cornwall Village will be closed temporarily beginning at sunrise yesterday and reopening at sunrise on Tuesday, November 6th. Hikers are reminded to observe the no parking and no trespassing signs posted in this area, which is private property and not open to the public. The Mohawk Trail is an integral part of the 825-mile Blue Blazed hiking trail system managed by the Connecticut Forest and Park Association. For more information, you can call 860-346-TREE.
Really?
Yeah,
tree.
346-TREE. That's pretty cool.
Sure.
So I know Billy won't call in now. You know why? I just remembered.
He's
now we've got the chicken the cook-off coming up next weekend.
Week?
But I think there's two folks coming in to talk about it live on the air.
Today?
Today.
Where are they?
I don't know. Maybe they're upstairs.
That's right.
I can't. Listen, Paul, I can't answer that question.
Yeah, I wish... We're trying to find out who to contact because we want in on it.
Well, the two people you can contact are going to supposedly come in to talk to us.
So it's
but they're kind of like Jeannie Salader.
Oh, they don't wake up until about 11:30.
Well, no, this is the Nijak family.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
It's Marilee.
No, Jen and her brother
Jen,
Donnie.
Or Jen, rather.
Oh,
so
Jen.
Guess what? They'll be in about 11:45, probably.
Oh, they're coordinating that.
They are.
Okay.
They're in charge of the.
I wasn't aware of that.
Chicken cook-off that's coming up next Sunday on the 27th.
She's
so
on a
we'll
board,
have,
too, isn't she? She's a village.
She's on the village board. Mm. We'll have much more information on that in just a few minutes. So while we're waiting for that to happen, I can tell you last week in the, what did I say it was, the 1,000 light bulb?
Yeah, lightbulbs.com.
500 at Talladega Speedway. And what, I looked at website.
What do they do?
They're the largest... wholesale supplier of light bulbs on the internet in the country. You order light bulbs through that company on the internet.
Well, what's the point of advertising through NASCAR?
They thought they'd get more business, I guess. Anyway, Eric Amarola came away the winner there, and he is in the points race for the championship, which automatically locked him into the third round, which is extremely good for him. Clint Boyer came in second. Ricky Steinhauser, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano. Now, why did that go backwards?
I
can't answer
right?
that. A.J. Allmendinger came in sixth. Jimmy Johnson, seventh. Eric Jones, Paul Menard, Reagan Smith rounded out the top ten. Kyle Larson, who is a in a chase format, came in 11th. Kurt Busch, who's also in the chase, came in 14th. Martin Truex Jr. came in 24th. Kyle Busch came in 26th. Brad Keselowski, 27th. Kevin Harvick, 28th. These are all chase drivers. Ryan Blaney, 29th. Chase Elliott, 30th. Chase is already into the next round. Because he won the previous week. Alex Bowman came in 33rd, and that rounded out your top 12 for the or top 8 for the Chasers. And I think it's 8. I'm not sure. It might be.
They're down to 8, right?
No, they're not down to 8. They
9?
Have today's race at Kansas City Motor Speedway. And then they're going to get rid of 4 more drivers. So they must be at 12.
Week,
they're going
to
go to 8.
And then, they go to
and then they've got 3 races and go to 8. So there's 12. So let's see what we have here.
Jimmy Johnson is gone, right?
Jimmy Johnson's gone, and there's people on the cusp.
Yeah.
And so my computer, for some reason,
is frozen again.
No, it's not frozen, just slow.
I can't.
I can't see that. Thing keeps getting in my way. So for today at the Monster Energy Cup, the point series, the standings, Kevin Harvick is the leader. Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Kurt Busch, Eric Amarola, Clint Bowyer. These are points only. Martin Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, and Ryan Blaney round out the top 10. I'm trying to... I know I have that up somewhere. So the Chase drivers left. Eric Amarola and Chase Elliott, like I said, are locked into the next round. Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Kurt Busch, Clint Bowyer, and Martin Truex Jr. are all in the top eight. Outside the bubble today could be Brad Keselowski in the two car, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, because he was penalized after last week's race, and Alex Bowman. The folks that have already been thrown out are include Denny Hamlin, Jimmy Johnson, Austin Dillon, and Eric Jones. Those were the 16 drivers going in.
Yeah.
We'll X out of this one. Well, maybe we won't. Let's see. I probably got out of everything now. I'm doing good so far, aren't I, Paul?
Do you want me to schedule you a text?
I'm doing good, I think. Let's see what this is. Kansas Speedway, Sunday. It's going to be on at 2:30 p.m. Doesn't tell me what channel.
Wait a minute.
And my Poughkeepsie Journal didn't tell me what channel either. Joey Logano in the 22 car is on a pole, followed by Kevin Harvick, Eric Amarola, Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, Eric Jones, Kyle Busch, Daniel Suarez, Denny Hamlin, and Alex Bowman round out the top 10. Kurt Busch is 11th. Martin Truex is 12th, all points guys. 13th, Chase Elliott. 14th, Clint Bowyer. And that's about it. Oh, one more chaser. Kyle Larson is all the way back in 27th. That can be seen today at 2:30 p.m.
on NBC.
On NBC. It does say that right there.
Yeah,
it's the big
post, too.
You know what? NBC still has the, they've had that for a year, the big.
The rights.
The peacock.
Yeah, sure.
Feathers. So that's how you know. It's also going to be on MRN if you can get that on your Sirius XM radio.
Do you know when they brought that in? The peacock?
I don't. It had to
when
be.
When it turned into color so that people would know it was in color.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a true story.
It is a true story. I wouldn't make up a thing like that to you.
I thought they took it from Liberty Mankey's costume. So in other words, if we were to Google that.
Yeah, Google it.
That's what would come up.
I dare you.
Tell us that. Because,
I dare you. Calling me a liar on the air?
Well, maybe I should Google how to send a text message.
He verified it.
He said you had to have the app, and then you didn't have the app.
I did have the app. I told you all about it.
And then you said you got rid of the app.
Well, I did because I didn't need it anymore. I scheduled you a text, and that's all
the
one I needed it for.
Yeah, that's all the one you needed it for. So you got rid of the app.
What did you say about the peacock? Now tell me your story.
Yeah, let's hear that story.
When they started color TV, NBC got on the peacock because it showed all the different colors that you could see on television then.
Well, that's interesting because you're... Not too far off base.
See, there you go.
This famous logo, the peacock, was first used in 1956 to highlight the network's color program.
There you are.
How about the lion on MGM?
What more? The lion on MGM. That one I don't know.
Yeah, well, let's hear that.
I don't know the answer to that one. That's from the 30s. I remember it was in...
So today is the Hollywood Casino 400.
Now, what's that? What's the Hollywood
Speedway.
Casino?
The Hollywood Casino. I'm guessing it's
a real casino
in Hollywood somewhere.
Why would they be on NASCAR? I mean, NASCAR is very local.
It's not local. How can you say it's local? They're nationwide.
Well, they are nationwide, but
who's whatever that Hollywood Casino is, they're trying to promote the casino.
That, that,
1000lightbulbs.com.
That one's even weirder.
Gander Mountain Outdoor 400.
Gander Mountain, I could see.
You can see.
I could see that one.
Next week it's going to be the First Data 500 in Martinsville. What's First Data?
I have no idea. People who are buying light bulbs wholesale are watching NASCAR, and that's going to change their minds that they're going to use this service now. And how many people that buy wholesale light bulbs wholesale are going to be watching NASCAR?
Well, maybe it was retail. Paul, I don't know.
Hollywood Casino was in Pennsylvania.
It's in Pennsylvania.
Oh, but
there you go.
Because everybody in Hollywood, California, promised to leave the country, and they haven't left yet. So.
Oh.
I don't understand.
He makes all these political statements that.
No, it's not political.
Yes, it is political.
They promised the country that we're going to leave.
Canada has something the liberals like now.
A wall. I saw that. No, not the wall.
No wall.
All right,
Paul, here's 1000 light bulbs.
Yeah, let's hear about 1000 light bulbs.
All right, the official site of the number one bulb store by today. Light bulbs and more. Looking for a great online deal on light bulbs, halogens, wide selection. So it's not wholesale only.
So it's just
you can go to lightbulb1000bulbs.com and you can buy light bulbs there.
Still
okay.
Bizarre.
I thought they were banned.
No.
These are all LEDs and they're not halogen or the lights like incandescent bulbs like.
You would just go to Home Depot or Lowe's and buy them there. Well, good for them. I shouldn't be advertising these places. I don't want to say anything further on this subject.
How many light bulbs you got in your house, Paul?
One.
Three.
Well, then I'd probably pay you just to go to Harrington's.
Well, they're LEDs. I haven't replaced them for years.
You haven't had to replace them, no.
It does.
Funny, when I dropped off that thing today, there was no lights on in your house. I thought maybe the power got shut off.
It's quite possible. We're
headed
that way. Have
you checked your refrigerator? Make sure
I
got to
check
cold.
My furnace. I think my furnace is almost out of oil. I need to start.
Yeah, why don't you just wait?
I need to start a GoFundMe for that.
Well, he does too. All you got to do is light a match.
That's right. Please just light it now.
All right, let's take a short break here on Hometown Sunday Morning. Maybe the Nijax will come in, or we're going to have to get Billy on the phone because it's 10:35. Once again, we want to say thank you for listening to Hometown Sunday Morning here on Robin Hood Radio and the host of different 88.1, 91.7, 91.9, AM 1020. What else, Mike? Help me out here. There's one more.
Wow, he's whipping them. There's one in Massachusetts.
I think it's, I hit most of them anyway.
You hit the one in Massachusetts.
Yeah, 88.1.
All right.
So,
or just Robin Hood Radio.
Just go to Robin Hood Radio. You can check it out. And they even have a map there that shows you what channel comes in on, because we have three or four different towers. And that new one going down from Millerton South down to 22 Corridor over into New Milford and Kent, all the way to Brewster almost, I believe. Beautiful signal down through there and really added on to... what we're doing. If you listen to the PSAs on the morning show, the Breakfast Club, you hear all kinds of new people coming on board to let us know what they're doing, and that's what we do best here at Robin Hood Radio. So we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back with more Hometown Sunday Morning.
Here's the Rascal Flatts. My Wish.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than there.
Safeway, then we turn back around to curfew, then head down to the river's edge, get drunk. Ain't nothing new, what else you gonna do out in Podunk? I knew this six string was my ticket out, and no flashing red slow me down. 18 years old, everything that I own in the back of that truck. I put a dip in my mouth and I headed straight out, out of Podunk. Goodbye. Daddy looked me in the eye, said go, you gotta go, but don't forget to call. Dusty cloud of smoke out of Podunk. Hey!
Another Saturday night, singing to the same old crowd. Still playing this six string, but things are different now. I met one of them girls, turn your whole world around, girls. And wouldn't you know it? Got her eyes on a house, about 100 miles south, out in Podunk. Out in Podunk. Goodbye. Her daddy looked me in the eye. He said, go, you gotta go, son. Don't forget to call home. Out in Podunk. Keep Jesus in your life. We hugged her one last time. And headed down that road. Out in Podunk. Daddy looked me in the eye. He said, go, you gotta go. Don't forget to call.
And that's Mr. Keith Anderson with Podunk. A mix of clouds and sun today, gusty winds diminishing during the afternoon, a high of 42. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high near 50. You're listening to Hometown Sunday Morning on Robin Hood Radio. I'm Chad Wilde.
Patriot Larry.
Farmer Paul.
I'm NASCAR Dave, and we have Bill Anstead on the phone to talk a little bit of NASCAR because he knows a lot more about it than I do. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you
this morning?
Good. Well, I don't know as much as you know about NASCAR. I mean, your nickname is NASCAR.
Yeah, but that doesn't make a bit of difference. It's been proven numerous times.
Yeah, he goes backwards.
Well, certainly, I'm calling in about the NASCAR Cup and our little fundraisers for volunteer fire companies and alike. And since you have no wins, I guess you're right in that case.
Uh-oh.
It's all right. I'm going to win today.
Well, I hope so. We're running out of races.
Yeah, you're not kidding. It's really coming down to the end of the season. There's only, what, four left after today?
Yeah. So what can you do? You got to keep moving, and I think the schedule goes down to Florida for the last race, and there's a lot of things going on, some contention and different things with the drivers, and go back to Charlotte, which I thought was not the best race. I often thought that in the chase that there should be a road race, but I didn't know that there was going to be that type of race with both. That didn't seem right, but that's what NASCAR wanted, and I don't know, it didn't turn out too well for some.
No, it didn't, and I you know what, those guys had a really hard time navigating part of the speedway and then part of a road course. The transition there was, with the weight of those cars and the horsepower, it really became a quagmire. I mean, even before when they were practicing, the pace car spun out. I mean,
yeah.
So.
I mean, across the board, all the drivers had to do the same thing. So I get that, but I don't get it for a chase race.
No, I think they should just have it straight. Just go to one of the two road courses.
Yeah, and I know that's difficult. Those, the two courses. Going out to California, it's too late in the year for New York. Weather wise. So, at Watkins Glen. So, I don't know. They should have had that type of race earlier in the season and then maybe have a repeat of it, for the chase. That might have been the way to go, but apparently they didn't think so. I know that Jimmy, he lost out in a tie, and so he was out of the chase, which, it is what it is, but there are other drivers that had issues.
Oh, there was a lot of guys had issues down there, believe me.
So anyways, you know, getting back to the NASCAR Cup, we have a couple of newcomers this year, and I'm just going to go over the list and who they represent and talk a little bit about it. So we have Christine, Helen, and Colleen. They play for Ancrumdale. They haven't as many wins this year as last year, thank God. And we know that Ancrum always thank us, and we appreciate their services. John Hicks, who plays for the Northeast Historical Society, is just about doing the best this year. Had quite a few wins. Of course, he picked Harvick most of the time and Kurt Busch. So, anyways, thanks, John.
Well, John Hicks has one of those apps on his phone that he can set his pick and then have it go off at midnight when he's sound asleep.
Well, maybe we should bring that up next year.
There's none of that allowed.
Yeah. You either make it, maybe we just have to do it all in person. So then we have Karen, who plays for the Region 7, the FFA program over there, which is a fantastic program. We have Chris and Jane. They are playing for the food drive this year. They've come so close. Chris had been picking Amarola, and last week he picked Stenhouse.
Yeah.
And Amarola comes in first and Stenhouse third, and I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, no, but, seriously, that was a good run for Amarola last week for sure.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, he's actually been racing pretty well anyways. But
he absolutely has. He qualified well again today. He may be a real contender.
Not even a question. I'd love to see it.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. That would be great. Anyways, and Chris has picked him today, so we'll see what happens. Mike Mahoney plays for the Jane Lloyd Fund. He's had a number of wins this year, too. Him and John are close in wins. Great fund there, no doubt. Barbara Baker, Barbara Byron, she's playing for the Pine Plains Fire Company, and she's kind of stuck with Hamlin this year, and Hamlin's had his ups and downs and been so close to winning, but has not come through yet. So we'll see how that goes. John Ingram plays for the Ancrum Fire Company. He's also got a win this year. Bob Carberry. Well, G&K Electric, Nelson Overhead Door, playing for the Sharon Fire Company. Once again, Bob's right up there with John Hicks.
Yeah.
Just keeps picking. He picked last. I think he picked last the week before and won. And
he did. That amazed me, too. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Just one of those things. And that's happened this year 6 times.
Really?
Last pick has won it. Yeah. So it's just how things go. You just never know. Also, we have my brother Kevin, who plays for the Region 7 FFA as well. Both his daughters went through that program, and they're both off to college now, doing well. And he's got a win, I believe, and Karen has a couple wins too. So that program is the beneficiary of some monies. Dave, NASCAR Dave, plays for the adoptive family. And, well, what can we say?
I told you, I'm winning today.
You're winning today, all right. I know that you took Johnson out from under me 1 week and put him in the wall.
Yeah, I did. Oh. I like doing that, though. That's almost like a win to me.
That's a win for you, all right? Well, that's funny. Anyways, moving on, Sue from the Falls Village Inn. She's playing for the Sharon Daycare this year. And she miraculously came up with a win a couple weeks ago with Blaney, another driver that's doing pretty well. And she's kind of sticking with him, so we'll see what happens. But she picked a winner, and good for her. Moving on, we have Associated Lightning and Chris Gillette picking for the Milliken Fire Company. Chris has picked first, last, late. He's been right there, but just hasn't been able to to bring it through, maybe today's the day. Ed Ahern, well, he thought he was going to win with Harvick and Kurt Busch and all these other drivers, and he's picked others, and last week he won with Blaney.
Can you imagine?
I can't.
Eric Amarola won. Nobody had picked him last week, right? So the second place car won?
Yeah. Yep. And it was Eddie Ahern, and then the third place car was Stenhouse, would have been Chris and Gene for the food drive. You know, it's one of those things. And you know, whether you're following racing or not, I mean, some of the people within the challenge or the cup don't necessarily follow the races, but you do follow it when you're, you know, when you're picking for a charity. So it makes it interesting. And anyways, Ed has had a few wins, and we'll be getting another check off to WHDD Radio. He's playing for the radio.
Nice.
So, yeah. And I'm playing for the Sons of the American Legion, post 178 Millerton. I've only had one win this year. I'll take it the way things are going. Of course, I picked Jimmy a lot this year, and he has not had a win, and which is not like Jimmy Johnson, but he's getting older. Maybe his career is over this year. We don't know. But I'm sticking with him, and we'll see how things go. Anyways, we've given out over $2,000 so far this year.
Wow, that's amazing.
And, yeah, we're doing pretty well with it. I'm hoping that at the end, the last race of the season, we're each going to get an extra driver this year. So we'll have a couple of winners for the last race.
Wow, that's great to think that Bill Krasowski and Eugene Pickert, right?
Eugene Pickert, yep.
Yep, they started that when we were on 103, and they started with just, I think there was three of us at the time, he and I and Bill and I and Eugene got in, and then people just started coming in. That was a great idea. Can you imagine he'd be so happy to hear that we've given out $2,000. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, so it's good. We have 14 people in this year, so we're hoping that these last few races that each of the charities gets a check. Of course, at our lunch in January or whenever we happen to have it, each of the charities gets a check at the end of the season. We have residual extra monies that so each one will get a check, and of course, Dave. You know, last year, the Ankrum Fire Company, Christine, Helen, and Colleen had so many wins that they surrendered one of their wins to help you out.
Well, I got a text message as soon as you started talking about how they've only had one win this year.
I didn't say they only had one.
Well, you said it was nice that we're not giving all the money to Ankrum this year because the girls aren't doing as good. And I really can't read what she put, only the last part of the sentence. It says, you're just jealous.
Oh, boy. Well, I wasn't dissing them by any means.
Well, that would be a smart move on your part, seeing how you're married to one and I'm married to one. That was a good call.
We'll correct that text message immediately.
Just hang on, Billy. We got to just do a quick top of the hour.
Robin Hood Radio is WHDD AM and FM Sharon, WBSL FM Sheffield, and WLHV FM Annandale on Hudson.
Okay, we're back, Bill.
Okay, so moving on from the NASCAR Cup for just a moment. Many of you out there know that we're in the midst of the Son of the Country food drive, and obviously Thanksgiving and Christmas are upon us. The time is flying, And I just wanted to say for all those that have donated, thank you. And for all those who are thinking about it, we would appreciate any donations. On the 10th of November, we're going out with the kids from the Institute for Collegiate
Studies
at Maplebrook School. I'm sorry, Institute for Collegiate and Career Studies at Maplebrook School. And so we'll be going out on the 10th of November to various towns, handing out information letters and thank you letters for those who give donations. So I just wanted to put that out there.
That's a fun time. Have you been in touch with Barky and Amy?
I have not spoken to them as of yet. It's on my list, but we'll be in contact with them. I have, Colleen and I have discussed various things about the day and the rest, so we're working on that. Also, contact number, we have, there's three contact numbers. There's your number, Dave, which will always be there because that's just how things go. Unless you go to Florida and change your cell phone number, you're going to be getting calls.
Okay.
And so it's 914-475-5918. We have a new cell phone for the food drive at 518-267-9865.
That's an important one because that's just a food drive phone.
Food drive phone only.
Yeah, that was that's pretty cool. Can you text on that phone too or no?
Absolutely.
Okay, so just go through that again. That's very important.
It's 518-267-9865. And I have four signs up, one in Salisbury, one on the Green in Salisbury, one at Route 44 and 22, and one sign at Salomar Farm and one sign at Daisy Hill. The new number is posted on that sign. It's also up on our web. And I'm also going to give my number out at 845-206-5938. So anyone that has any questions or needs some information on it, they can give any one of us a call.
That's great. That's a great idea to have our own cell phone.
Yeah, and it'll be more widely used as time goes on.
No, absolutely.
Just putting it out there.
I'm gonna have text me that number so I can put it in my phone because when people call me, I can tell them that because I've had to stop and then I tell people I got to call them back because a couple of people have called and they want to talk to you, and rightfully so. And I got to look your phone number up and write it down. This way, I can just tell them that number.
Okay.
That'd be great.
All right. And so anyways, things are going along. As everyone's talked about this morning, time is flying.
It is flying. And when you think about that, Bill, we're moving the furniture this week, and then it's going to be the 1st of November. And then you only have 2 weeks until the food has to be ordered and coordinated to go over to Greg Pulver's farm, who graciously donates his space for us to give the food out. And the need, from what you and I are hearing, Billy, is going to be approximately the same as last year. Maybe not so much with the dry goods, but definitely with the turkeys. So the need to feed people is still in the tri-state area, and everybody needs to be aware of that.
No doubt about it. And There's a lot of people that help out with this whole process, and most especially those who donate. So we really appreciate it, and the people who are in need appreciate it. So, and that's it for today. I know that the NYJAX said they were coming in. I'm sure they will, or they'll call one or the other. But the chicken cook-off is this Saturday, so.
This coming Saturday.
Stay tuned for details.
If you'd like to send a check, because in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a big ceremony at the post office, Bill.
Well, I can't wait.
I'm going to have to hand the post office box key over to you.
Sounds good.
Because I'll have a new post office box, so you can have that. So anyway, if you'd like to make a tax-deductible donation to the Sunday in a Country Food Drive, it's Sunday in a Country Food Drive, P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546. Or you can send it here to Robin Hood Radio and just put Billy Anstead or Dave McMillan's name on it. And Marshall and Jill will pass it off to you. That's 67 Main Street, Sharon, Connecticut, 06069. So,
perfect.
Okay. Two ways you can do that.
All right. Well, I'll let you go. I know that you've got a busy show.
So. Hey, listen, yeah. I've got one more question. So can I still – Helen's going to be here for a bit until we can get her moved down with us. So that qualifies the three girls, and Colleen's living here, to stay in the NASCAR challenge. But am I going to be an orphan out because I'm moving away? Can I still stay in the challenge?
Of course you can. We've all talked about it, that you're going to be up here quite a bit. So, you know, you'd be part-time residents here.
Well, you know what? You and Pat Dineen talk way too much. That's what the whole issue is.
I didn't say anybody's name.
You didn't have to. I'm just telling you, you and Pat Dineen talk way too much.
Well, we'll see what happens there.
Well, anyway, Billy, I want to thank you and George Lynn yesterday. There's one particular piece of furniture my wife and I wanted to move to Florida with us to our new house. And it was pretty stationary and pretty heavy. Kitchen table with a granite top, a nice cabinet when we redid our kitchen. And George Lynn and, of course, Billy, you came in yesterday, cut the countertop off. We took the cabinet apart, and now we're going to be able to move that down to our new dining room. And my wife and I wanted to just thank you two for doing that, because that's one piece furniture that we really wanted to take with us. And we think it's going to look nice in our new dining room. And it's a piece of, to us, it's a piece of Millerton. So thank you for that, even though I almost snapped it in half.
No problem.
That was a pretty good call. You're pretty astute, too, though, Paul.
Yes.
He said, lift your end a little bit. Uh-huh. So I lifted it 5 inches. That's a little bit to me.
That is a little bit.
He says, geez, if he's swearing at me, you're going to crack it. It's going to break in half.
And did it?
No, it didn't. I fractured it. He told me I fractured it. Now I'm responsible for it.
Oh, boy.
Well, but it hasn't made it to Florida yet, so we'll see.
Well, we're going to have to pass that out. I can do the same thing you did. It's the movers that did that.
There you go.
They lifted it wrong. I told them to keep it straight, and they shifted
they
it.
They shifted it.
So Paul's got a question for
you.
I do
have a question for you.
Yes.
We've been told that a Elizabeth Warren sign showed up in Patriot Larry's yard this morning, and we're wondering if you put it there.
I did. I'm not going to get in the middle of this, but I did not put it there. But if I had a sign, I would put it there.
So there you are.
Hey, I respect your honesty.
Because you wouldn't want it on your yard, right?
Exactly. Okay, guys.
All right, we'll Billy, thanks for the call. And I'll talk a little bit about that chicken cook-off probably about 11:30 if you want to call back in case they don't get here. That's
okay,
pretty important.
Good, thanks.
Okay, bud. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, you're listening to Hometown Sunday Morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Currently, it's about 10 minutes after 11. And while we're on thanking Billy and George, I want to thank the folks that are helping us move. This Thursday, we're going to be leaving from Millerton, moving our furniture down, and getting that all set up. Joining us on that caravan are going to be, of course, Patrick Dineen, Jim Perotti, myself, Eddie Hearn, and flying down to meet us to round out the group, which was a nice addition for my wife and I, because I wanted to try to have the house pretty much set so when we moved down in November, we could just kind of go in and at our leisure start putting stuff away. But that's going to happen now because Jimmy Butts is going to meet us down there, and we're going to be able to remount this counter that we took out yesterday. We're going to be able to put the lights and the pictures and stuff up that we wanted, which is going to save us some money so that I didn't have to hire somebody to do it. So in advance, I want to thank all those guys for their time. And, of course, without the gentleman that rebuilt our house down there or remodeled it in Florida, Richard Turner, none of this would be possible because he's there to move, help us not only let people in and out to do different things, whether it be drapes or shades or whatever we're having done to coordinate all that because he lives in the community, but is also offered to pick Jimmy Butts up at the airport and among other things. I really appreciate everything that's being done for us, and we're looking forward to it. So we're going to just leave it at that. I just wanted to get that little shout out to all those folks, because those folks are going to be working very hard and diligently this week, and I can't I almost forgot the most important part of this whole move.
Yeah,
his name is Bruce Gopp.
Oh.
Because Bruce Gopp, who worked for Arnoff for probably 20-some years, was their long-haul mover, has offered to come up and help us pack up, told us what we needed to order. And, of course, Brother 1 and Brother 2 that went to Florida with me back in July, and Pat, they're also coming down to help us pack because Brother 1 is a mover in his past career. Without all those folks helping us out, it probably would have cost us another, probably $8,000 or $10,000 to get that done. So, and to Northeast Muffler, who is the local U-Haul dealer, one of the underwriters here on Hometown Sunday Morning, it's priceless to go into a place and say, I'm going to need X, Y, and Z, and they hook you right up and they get you the equipment and make sure they ask the right questions. Do you need pads? Do you need this? Do you need that? Northeast Muffler, the Heck family, and Mike LaRoche, who also came on board to help us out. So I wanted to just thank all those folks. And as we await the night jazz.
What time is it?
My guess. Well, it's 11:15, according to my phone.
Well,
I'm just guessing, Paul. What would your, if you were a betting man, what would the odds be that they're going to show up and talk about the chicken cook-off?
What are the odds of me winning that lottery?
One in 302 million.
There you go.
Hey.
That's the odds.
They were paranoid because of the weather. They had a rough night.
They did. Well, it could be. So anyway, you're listening to Hometown Sunday Morning here.
Jen might show up.
Well, my phone's just blowing up for some reason.
I don't know.
I think it just likes to vibrate.
Well, I sent you a text about 3 hours ago. It's coming in now.
Oh, it is?
That's
yeah.
It.
No. And, of course, you know, I'm driving a Jeep down next week.
Yeah.
And guess who detailed it this week?
Oh, the guy in Pine Plains?
His name is Jimmy Hosier.
There you go. Okay.
Clean car.
Yeah.
Looks like brand new Jeep.
Really?
It does.
Great. That's nice.
Did he patch the holes in it?
He did a great job. And I'm going to have the car detailed before we go, too.
What's going to happen to your yellow truck?
And I guess I better Maybe I better pay him, too, don't you think? Because I haven't paid him yet.
Well, you're moving out of state.
So I don't just let it go?
Yeah.
just let it go.
To another state.
I don't think I'm going to do that. Yeah, okay. I know better than that. I just don't do that. You would do it.
Yeah.
Well, your name's Paul. My name's Dave.
That's true. I'm NASCAR Paul. You're NASCAR Dave.
That's right. All right. So that being said, everything's going along smooth, folks. We're going to wait a couple minutes to see if the Nijaks come in. Otherwise, we're going to get Billy back on the phone because he's got the pulse on Sunday in a Country Food Drive now, folks. And he's going to tell us what the menu is, how to get a ticket. There are tickets out there. What the teams are going to do. I understand there's a new twist this year. So it should be quite exciting. We'll give the Nijaks a few more minutes to come in, and then we'll go from there. Once again, thanks for listening to Hometown Sunday Morning.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac can kiss my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Because when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup.
What?
I lift you up. Proceed to party.
Party.
Proceed to party.
Party.
Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella. Cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom.
Here we go now.
Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing. You're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No, God, no.
You're my friend.
Friend, lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party. Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo.
I fill you up. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo Cup.
I lift you up.
Let's have a party.
Billy Dawn's Ford. I grew up in this little bitty town, never seen you before. You were swaying in the moonlight while the radio played, and I've had that song in my head all day. Yeah. It was a sweet southern soulful thing that got me down deep. You caught me staring.
Thank you.
your biggest fan. You wrote your name and your number in the palm of my hand. My heart and that big bass speaker were thumping away. And I've had that song in my head all day. I don't know who's singing. I keep searching the radio. I just want to hear it. So I can't watch that video. I got in my head of a blue-eyed boy dancing in the bed of a two-tone Ford. Oh, Lord, is it love? I just can't say.
Listening to Hometown Sunday Morning on Robin Hood Radio and RobinHoodRadio.com. I'm Chad Wildy.
Patriot Larry.
Farmer Paul and...
And Scar Dave.
Where is he? He was here just a minute ago. Oh, there you are. We're back on
air. Yeah. Oh, you guys. It's all right. Don't worry about it, Chad.
I'm
we're here. I just got to get my headphones
Should I tell him to play us another song?
No, it's okay. You should have thought about that.
I should have, yeah, before you came back.
You weren't paying attention,
as always. Never pay attention to this show.
Well, if you were more prompt, would
it
have been on time?
Did you finish your crossword puzzle yet?
Well, I've gotten the word. You know how they have those seven letters they give you? You'd have to make one word out of it. I did get that word. I usually get it pretty quickly. And I did this one, too.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to say it on the air in case.
I'm quite excited about that,
Paul. In case someone is doing this particular
puzzle, right, you don't
want to
ruin it for
me.
You know, it's kind of like watching the end of, telling everybody the end of a movie.
Yeah, it would be bad if I said the word was gamekeeper. Oh.
So you have a real issue with Toby Keith, I take it.
No, I don't have any issues with Toby Keith. As a matter of fact, I once rode up with him in an elevator.
No, you didn't. And don't try to be a wise guy.
Oh.
Because you made a stupid comment about the country song.
And you
we
recognized
just played.
Him.
No, I didn't make a
Chad, song. What was the song before the last one?
Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo Cup by Toby Keith.
Yeah.
Thank God I'll never have to listen to that again only for another couple weeks. That's exactly what you said.
We haven't played that one.
Because you
want
to listen to what? Opera? What did you give Yoshi?
I gave Yoshi an opera.
What
CD.
Was it?
It was the Magic Flute. It was a Mozart opera.
A Mozart thing.
Yeah.
So that's what you listened to?
No, I found...
No, that's what you listened to. I've heard it in your car. Because you blast it as loud as that little radio will go in your car.
Yeah. Well, wow. Chad and I know that.
Oh, jeez.
We do.
You don't listen to any kind of country music.
I didn't
You're
realize...
all about...
I didn't
Have
realize
you ever
I was under
about
this attack.
To
where?
Never mind. Tanglewood or
Tanglewood.
Somewhere
oh,
where
we're
there's,
not too far
you know,
from Tanglewood, are we?
No.
That's
I mean,
Rap
you
and
could,
Lennox there.
You could. I really could, wanted to say something, but I didn't want to
no,
make a lot of people mad.
No, you
didn't want
to say it because it would make people angry.
Right. But I mean, if you'd like to have your pinky in the air, why would you come on this show? This is not a pinky in the air show.
Do you
just
know
so
how
you know.
I got on the show? Do you really want me to go
no
through
idea.
That entire
yeah,
thing?
Tell me how you got on the show.
I was forced.
Forced.
You yes. really? You were what?
Forced to come on the show.
Oh, I thought you said you were horse. You
horse
because
face?
You dressed as everything else.
No, I was told if I didn't come on the show, I wouldn't get my driveway plowed.
So you know what else you forgot today, Paul?
Let me think.
And I am so disappointed in this.
Oh no! What?
I truly am.
What did I forget? I can't remember.
Do you know what today is? Do you know what yesterday is?
Oh no! I can't believe I forgot that.
What did you forget, Paul?
It's our anniversary.
No,
it's
the Sheep and Wool Show at the Rhinebeck Fair.
That's going on this week. Wow! I had no idea. I didn't know.
It goes on today all day, folks. Wow. Sheep and Wool Festival. It's bigger than the Rhinebeck Fair.
It is. It's big.
It's huge.
It's really big.
And I think it runs until like 5 o'clock tonight. So, I think the gates open at 10. So they've been open for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Sorry. It's completely out of my consciousness.
I know. I heard it advertised a couple different places this week, and I was truly amazed because that's you know, like Willie says.
That's a major event.
It's a major event, and that's how fast time is flying.
It is.
Where's Gretchen when you need her?
Yeah, really. She would have had all of it.
She would have had all the details.
Well, you have her phone number. Give her a call. See if she'll call in. And Gretchen, the phone number here is 860-364-5141 if you'd like to call us on the air.
Yeah, and talk about
tell us about the Sheep and Wool Festival or what it's all about.
Or the Wool and Sheep Festival.
Sheep and Wool, I think.
Sheep and Wool, that's right.
But I'm not sure.
I don't know. Well, one comes from the other.
There's more sheep than there is wool, so that's the way you have to...
I told you that story about how I was once on a train and we went by a farm that had a lot of sheep and somebody asked me, well, how many sheep do you think it is? So I counted up their legs and divided by 4.
You did?
Yeah.
How many did you come up with, Paul?
723. No, that was 723 legs.
Oh. Yeah. 23, so it was a three-legged one somewhere?
There was an odd one in there somehow.
You didn't think I was going to catch that, did
no,
you,
No, I didn't. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed. That's almost as good as my dentist joke there the other time.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that Mike came up with a great joke. That was Alexa.
What?
That was Alexa came up with that.
I thought that was my joke.
Alexa.
Oh.
No, that was Mike's joke.
Oh, Mike's joke.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think you ought to get that app so that you can do that on the train.
Well, I just got
the very few times you go back and forth.
I just got a new app on my phone.
Yeah, it's about text messaging.
Yeah, scheduling.
Did you?
This was on my windshield.
Really?
Imagine
what
that.
What was that doing there?
Boy.
I have to have my windshield changed.
Now, look at this.
Smut?
No.
Now, it's really getting...
Wow.
Yeah, this is getting...
Wow.
Intense.
Persist. Massachusetts. Elizabeth Warren. Now the plot thickens, doesn't it?
Who put that there?
Paul didn't go outside.
I haven't
Larry's
been outside.
The only one that went outside.
Yeah, Larry.
Larry's
the only
me.
One.
I have a sign on my front lawn. I don't need a little poster on my windshield.
Wow,
that would be the type of sign you would like hold up in your hands if somebody standing on a street corner.
It would be the kind of sign I would hold.
That's minuscule compared to the sign on my lawn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. Minuscule.
Boy.
All right. So anyway, what do you guys think about this? And then we're going to talk about the food drive.
Okay.
What do you think about the debate between Cuomo and our friend Mark Molinaro?
It won't happen.
No, I don't think
it's going to happen, but Cuomo said the other day on All News 88, he was being interviewed live, that he would, on Friday, he would be willing to do a live debate or a live talk with Mark Molinaro with a moderator on the radio on Saturday morning, meaning yesterday morning.
Didn't happen.
Well, so they got all excited like it was going to happen. So then they got in touch with Mark.
Yeah.
And he said, absolutely not. There's 25 million voters in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
There's been no notice.
Right.
I want TV there. I want as many voters to see this debate as can be possible.
Well, he's right.
No, I agree with you totally. Yeah. Not just because I'm a Republican, but that's
It'd
crazy.
Be more fair.
And what's the headlines on the front page of the Post?
Oh, it's Chicken Little, Birds of a Feather, debate ducking Gillibrand joins Chicken Cuomo.
So who was she going to debate?
Whoever she's running across against her for the Senate. I don't know the lady's name. It's a lady, I believe.
Not Elizabeth Warren.
No.
No.
GOP Senate candidate Shelley Farley.
I don't know.
I know anything about her.
Well, anyway, and then... However, last week we had Brian Oler.
We did.
And he said they had a very good debate at the high school, right?
Yep, that's right.
It was at the high school.
Yeah, anybody who wants to see that.
Are you going to speak in here so we can hear you?
Yeah, you have to speak in. You have to speak into the microphone.
This chair is dirty.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But that debate's up on your website,
that was
right?
filmed, yeah. That's on the Vimeo site. And that was between, it was 64th House District, Connecticut,
and 30th Senate District, Connecticut. So, and they had about an hour and a half of questions and answers. I don't call them debates. They're forums. Those, these things are not debates.
But Brian seen
a, yeah, with a moderator. No, that's not a debate. It's no. These are forums, but yeah. You know,
should turn them loose.
But yeah, Brian and Maria, who are running for the 64th, and then Minor and Lawson, who are running for the 30th district.
But I mean, it was cordial. It wasn't cutthroat stuff.
Oh yeah, no.
At this level,
yeah,
no. Because they all know each other. That's what Brian says. We all know one another.
Yeah, and in all frankness, there weren't a lot of hardball questions either. It was mostly, you know, what will you do to make the northwest corner better? I mean, you know, hello. That's I shouldn't say too much on it because I just don't find a lot of information. Not because the candidates don't have it, but because of the type of questions that are asked anymore. And inevitably, you know, I just have to honestly say, when I sit there and I'm looking at local House and Senate seats that relate to my towns and, you know, the closest thing we have in government, because as it gets more out there into Congress, to ask them about Roe v. Wade is like, you know what, folks, you just wasted 10 minutes of our time. We're running for Connecticut House and Senate seats here.
Really? What
really?
What is the relation?
This is it. It's about Connecticut and Connecticut's situation, but yet, you know, these grander picture things and
it's throwing it off track.
Well, yeah, it's
almost like the questions are set up.
I wouldn't say so much that. But to me, I just feel like they don't dig into any specific issues, and it's all generalizations.
If you want to know
I'd rather see something where they can elaborate, you know, not this, you have 1 minute to say what you got to say. You know, come on, ask real questions and give them 5 minutes to give a real answer.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm sorry, but that's just the way I feel about them.
All right, we're done with politics now.
Yes,
because it's
going
to go too far. No, and I'll get in trouble with the big guys. Because we went off on
politics.
We're
not taking either side.
We're going to talk about when Billy calls in a minute and a half.
Uh-huh.
After this next song, we're going to talk about Sunday in a Country Food Drive's original fundraiser. The first ever fundraiser we ever did, and that was the chicken cook-off.
The chicken? No, the chicken guy?
No,
was out
the chicken cook-off was the very first one we ever did.
Oh.
All right. See, you don't pay attention to nothing, do you?
I always wanted to raise funds by, you know, dressing up as a chicken and going out and, you know, with a can.
Well, you should do that this next Saturday.
You should.
I should. Okay.
All right. We'll be right back, Billy's going to call in, and we'll talk about the upcoming food drive.
Mr. George Strait.
Most of the time, I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing above the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James. Still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. Trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change.
It's Hometown Sunday Morning on Robin Hood Radio and RobinHoodRadio.com. I'm Chad Wildy.
Patriot Larry.
Air conditioning technician Paul.
You want to be.
Well, it's too
and
late.
And I'm NASCAR Dave. Welcome back. And we've got Billy back on the phone. We're going to talk a little bit about this chicken cook-off. Obviously, Jen and her brother Don probably are working hard getting all the things lined up and this and that. But there's a bunch of people we need to thank and to make this all possible and so forth. So we certainly do understand on a Sunday morning to have to give you your time. It can be kind of tough at some points. But first ever fundraiser that we did with the food drive, and that was all because of the Ankrum Fire Company. I got on the air years and years ago, probably 15 or 18 years ago, whenever they had their bicentennial. And I went to a chicken dinner that they had because I was the MC. And I said that, got on the air and said that was the best barbecue chicken I ever had. Somebody came up with the idea, and I forgot who it was, to do a chicken cook-off. And the folks from Ankrum heard it on the radio and offered to donate the chicken and also cook in it. And lo and behold, the very first year, we had actually professional chefs from the Culinary Institute judge it. And I think we had five teams at the time. Ed Hearn's grandfather was one of them. I think Billy Anstead had a team in it. we had Ankrum. I believe we had Bruce Scott. But he might know more of those. He might remember more of those details than I did. But anyway, we pulled it off, and it became our first ever fundraiser for the food drive. We had ventured out to try to do a fundraiser, which we'd never done. And it's been a lot of fun over the years doing it. So, Billy, you got one coming up this weekend.
Yes, October 27th, Saturday. The event, and all the cookers usually get there somewhere between 9 and 10 and start perfecting their chicken cooking and so forth. The takeout is 2 to 4. It's takeout only. The judging takes place at 1. I'm kind of jumping around here a little bit, but anyways, there are tickets available at the Legion. I believe they're, Don and Jen have tickets. I have tickets. You have tickets. And I believe there's tickets at Harrington's in Millerton. And you can stop by at Donnie's office, which is next to More and More Printing. Or you can call 845-233-0928. That's Donnie's number. Also, if you'd like to get in and compete, you can call Don as well. 845-233-0928. And that's this Saturday, October 27th, at right, the American Legion Post 178.
Right, and it's takeout only, and you're hoping to sell 150 halves.
Correct.
And it's we keep it at $10. I was so happy that you did that because through the generosity of the Ankrum Fire Company and the Hillsdale Market, they donate whatever chicken we need. Some teams bring their own chicken, and you're welcome to do that. you just need to let Donnie know when you sign up to cook. But through their generosity, we're able to keep it at $10 so folks can afford it because Billy and Colleen are still going to keep the same theory that Chris and I had to feed people locally and buy our product locally and try to keep it our fundraising affordable so that everybody can enjoy it no matter what your income level is. So for $10, the menu is going to be what, Billy? I forgot what you told me.
So we're going to have a pasta salad, beans, a roll, and a brownie, and a half a chicken for $10. It's the best deal in town.
No, absolutely it is. And if you want to have some fun in it.
Thank the Yankton Fire Company in the Hillsdale Market for the donation of the chicken and all of the people that are bringing their own chicken, which goes up for sale. So thank any of the teams that bring their chicken as well. It works.
Absolutely. And how about the, once again, American Legion Post 178 is letting us use their facility.
God bless them. Thank you very much. It would be tough to put that event on just anywhere.
You couldn't put it on anywhere. You need to have the facility they have. You need the pit.
Absolutely.
You need the parking. And they're very gracious to us.
One question, Bill. How many halves of chicken is each team expected to cook?
At this point in time, I believe 20, but it varies depending on how much chicken is brought by the teams. We're requesting 20 pieces, 20 halves, and then whatever we have to divvy up amongst those that don't bring their chicken, it really depends on how many teams there are. So, you know, there may be some teams that are cooking a little less and some a little more.
Okay.
So next time Larry Conklin asks you that question, how many halves are they cooking? Tell them all 150. Because they always buy their chicken, Bill, and then the chicken will all be donated by Larry Conklin.
Well, it's good if you have 200 halves and you cook 200 and sell them.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
That much more.
No,
that's
it.
Yeah.
It really is a good fundraiser for us, though, Billy. And you know, it's fun. You're going to have some judges, right?
Yeah, we have three judges. I can't name them at the moment, but we do have three judges, and they'll be, you know, critiquing the chicken and figuring out whose chicken is the best and picking the winners.
So.
There will be some trophies as well for the top four places, and a lot of bragging rights for the winners, obviously, and a lot of bantering goes on amongst all the groups, and a lot of fun is to be had.
Right, and you can come and watch all that bantering.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what makes it fun.
If I was just a spectator to stop by, I would go by there around 11 o'clock. And you catch the full action.
Yeah, you catch the aroma, and then you get Ankrum and some of the other teams that bring in munchy food, and they put on a grill like the gizzards and stuff like that, all the different things. That's what makes the whole thing fun.
Some people put on sausage and venison,
and some teams wear grass skirts.
Yeah.
I just got a message that the chickens have been ordered, so that's in the works. We're going forward.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. We want to take, once again, thank Chuck and at the Hillsdale Market, and he's going to have his hands full because I'm sure that's where they're getting their chicken for the Millerhurst benefit on November 11th, which is the following week, so... You've got a lot of opportunity to help a lot of folks that may be in need, whether it be the Millerhurst Farm over there in Ankrum that lost everything, or Sunny in a Country Food Drive, which supplies food to Hillsdale, Copaic, Ankrum, Ankrumdale, all in that Columbia County area. So good chicken coming up in the next few weeks for sure.
All the chickens in the area should be aware.
yeah, I think you might be right. So once again, phone numbers and who has tickets?
Okay, Don Nodjak's number 845-233-0928. There are tickets at the Legion, Post 178 Millerton, next door to Moore Printing. I believe Harrington's in Millerton. I have tickets. The Nijaks have tickets. But if you call 845-233-0928, you can purchase the tickets right there, then and there.
Okay. And you're saying that the Rounders are in once again?
The Rounders are in, and they will be on the pit.
Oh, they already got you. Okay.
All right, the Rounders are in, and you know what? They've always – that's one team that has always donated their chicken also.
Yeah, and they've said they would, and so they're all set and ready to go.
All right,
wow.
Buddy.
What a bonus. So if Paul wanted to come in and just get the salad, the beans, and a roll.
And he wants to dress as a chicken. And
I mean, he could do that for the same fee of $10, but we'll give him a little extra salad and maybe two rolls. Could that be possible?
It's 15 if you're not taking the chicken.
What?
I like the way you think, Billy.
What?
I love the way you think. It's 15, but we'll give you, you know.
Extra.
Well, salad. We'll give you extra salad and extra. We'll give you two rolls. We'll do a lot of butter, too. You know, like the Armenia Fire Company?
Oh, I took some with me.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
You know, I've always wondered about these chicken things. They serve half a chicken, right?
Yeah.
What do they do with the other half?
Throw it out.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yep. That answers that question.
Don't dress as a chicken.
Okay,
you may be
all
right, Billy. Once again, next Saturday from 2 to 4 is pickup. Sunny in the Country Food Drive's annual chicken cook-off. Going to be held at Post 178 in Millerton, New York. $10, half a chicken, baked beans, pasta salad, a roll, a dinner roll, and also a brownie for dessert. For $10, folks, you can't go wrong. Get your tickets. We're going to try to sell 150 halves. We're going to try to serve 500 folks a turkey. For their Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners, 500 in Thanksgiving, a little less at Christmas, but that's what our goal is. Billy and Colleen and the folks on the board have set the goal this year of 40,000. Currently, I think they told me they were at like 8,500. The students from Maple Brook. I can't remember that whole term, but they're still the CAPS kids to me.
Oh,
they'll always be the CAPS kids. They're going out on November 10th, and I plan to attend that. They're going to go from town to town and collect money from businesses and individuals, much like they always do. And that's a win-win situation, folks, because these students have learning disabilities. But when you talk to them, you would never know that they had learning disabilities. They're the most polite and professional young people I have ever met in this world, and I mean that sincerely. The staff at Maple Brook School do wonderful things with these kids with learning disabilities, and they go out and they learn how to give back. They're very gracious. Sometimes they get a donation, sometimes they don't. Their enthusiasm has yet to fail them. And that's what keeps those kids going, and that's what keeps all of us at the food drive going. To witness that one time, you would be amazed at what these young people do, young men and women. It truly is. It's a scenario that everybody in this world should witness one time. You think you have it hard? You think you can't do this and that and the other thing? You watch these kids. And I can't wait to hear, before I go to Florida, what the total is, or the following week, because I'm sure Marshall will bring all those kids in, because at that point we'll be in Florida. That following Sunday I'll be listening live because I have the new Robin Hood Radio app on my smartphone, and I'll be able to punch in and listen and call in. I can't wait. I look forward to it. So that's on November 10th, folks. And next weekend, don't forget, Sunny in a Country Food Drive annual chicken cook-off. Go over there by 11, you'll see all the cooking going on. 2 to 4, serving $10, takeout only. Get your tickets. They have them at the Legion, 518-789-4755. Wow, almost lost that one. Or you can check it out other ways. Just see Bill or myself or whatever. So with that being said, thanks, Billy.
Take care, guys.
You have a great day.
Take care, Willie.
All right, now I got to see what. Oh, it's 11:52. We're almost done.
Almost done.
I think we're about done.
We are.
We did good. 11:52. Joey Logano's on a poll today for the
first
Kansas Speedway. What is it? Some casino.
Hollywood Casino.
Hollywood Casino 400.
How can you have a Hollywood Casino in Pennsylvania?
2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on your.
It's better than. California.
It's NBC network because
NBC.
They have the peacock there.
Yeah, do you know how
because those feathers?
Yes.
NBC came up that with back in 1937 when they got color TV, and Larry was just a kid. Chad, good job today. We'll be back. We won't be back next week with more Hometown Sunday Morning, but we will return on the 4th. Stay tuned here next week as Willie Hallahan, Jeannie Salader, and Marshall Miles will be giving you updates as to what's going on in our community. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you on the 4th.
This night could last forever. Ah, but the show must go on. And we'll take home the memories, and we'll leave you with our songs. It's been good to see y'all. Can we come back again and again? What keeps the fires a-burning in us is you, the fans. As long as you remember the boy. Our fans.